Blog Talk Radio.
Would lift $100 billion of sanctions against Iran, would lift it. Are these feckless leaders in the Biden administration, are they nuts, especially when they're doing this? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, look, they've continued to show weakness all along. It's in the White House, they have all this compartmentalized. The nuclear deal is over here, the terrorism is over here. That's not how they operate in Tehran. The nuclear weapons program, the support for terrorist activity are two sides of the same coin. And it is inexcusable for the Biden administration to keep this nuclear deal alive, to keep making concessions. There are more reports in the Wall Street Journal just this afternoon of more concessions that the Europeans are proposing. The Biden administration views this in a theological way. It's based on faith, not reality. They want to get back into this deal. It will harm America.
Yeah, but weren't we safer? Weren't we more secure as a nation when Donald Trump was president? I mean, I don't remember John Bolton getting a $300,000 bounty slapped on his head when Trump was around.
Well, this plotting by the Iranians started after the elimination of Qasem Soleimani, which President Trump authorized and which was exactly the right thing to do. So the plan has been there for a while. The real point, I think, is that we need to explain to the American people how dangerous this act by the administration is. There's still time
to
stop.
Weren't we safer? Ambassador, the question was, weren't we safer under President Trump than we are under President Biden?
I don't think you can say that we would have been in a second term, no, because I don't think he was fit to be president. I've said that before. I'm happy to say it again.
Well, let's take a listen. They're bad for different reasons. Let's take a listen to what you said on ABC.
Do you think U.S. national security is stronger or weaker because of President Trump?
I think we're in a weaker position around the world. I think we have given up leadership in a wide variety of areas. I saw the Trump administration as a chance to correct it, and we corrected precious little.
Okay. So, Ambassador, under Biden, we have China threatening us. We have Russia threatening us. You have a $300,000 bounty on your head. How in the world could you think that we're safer now than we were under President Trump when he was willing to put missiles into Syrian air bases with Russians on the base? What's going on here, sir?
He didn't understand because he didn't understand fundamentally much of anything about international affairs. His decisions were not based on a coherent philosophy or a coherent policy.
But we were safer.
They were erratic.
Safer. He kept world leaders on their heels. He signed a deal with the Taliban. He kept them on their back feet. They didn't know where he was coming from, and that made us safer. I mean, can you – he had President
Xi. And he cut a deal with the Taliban to withdraw from Afghanistan.
When
did that make us safer, Eric?
Now, boys, come on.
You know what made us less safe is when Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan, 13 Americans died, and now
that was Trump's deal.
And now
that
the Taliban tells us, back off, don't kill Al-Qaeda.
That's right.
Are you out of your mind, sir?
Same thing they would have done under Donald Trump. No. Who cut the deal, Eric? Who cut the deal?
Who delivered the deal?
Donald Trump delivered the deal. Trump wanted to leave 2,500 people there.
Remember? Sir, let's
No, he did not.
People.
He absolutely did not. He did. Eric, you don't know what you're talking about. He wanted everybody out. He cut a deal to do exactly that. Anyone who disagrees with you,
we don't know what we're talking about. Trump said leave 2,500 there until we have a smooth transition
of power. He did not. Look, he said that after he cut the deal. The deal cut us down to zero. That's what Trump wanted. He wanted everybody out. The record on that is completely clear.
Over time, Biden pulled them out. Well, with Americans still there.
No. Read the deal, Eric. Have you ever read the deal?
Oh, stop.
Yeah, yeah, I know you got to go before you're embarrassed even further.
I'm embarrassed? I think you're embarrassed for not knowing what Trump was going to do and hiding behind some false narrative that Trump wasn't prepared for foreign policy when we are safer for 4 years, sir.
I think the facts are completely clear. Now we have countries threatening us.
Americans are dead in Afghanistan. Good having you on.
You're hopeless, Eric.
Wow.
Not possible.
Oh, now I got it.
I was struck by that he personally authorized the decision to search
I'm struck by everything. How you doing? It's Saturday night, August 13th. Good Lord. Pianki.
Who was that?
That was John Bolton and Eric Bowling.
How the hell were John Bolton?
Yeah. He's got a $300,000 bounty on his head right now. And he thinks it was safer with Biden than it was Trump, because Trump fired his dumbass. I couldn't believe Trump actually hired this guy. He hasn't met a war yet.
I can understand why he hired it. And I can understand why come he gave these people a chance, thinking that they would be some kind of allegiance to the United States. But these people are treacherous, very treacherous.
That's right. That's right. One world order. That's what they want. And they're zooming towards it fast. Daniel, is that you in Alabama?
Woo. Four horsemen, baby. Woo.
Look,
Rick Flair.
How you doing,
Alabama,
Daniel?
I'm good. How you doing, Donnie? Who
good.
All's on here?
We got about 40 people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, push one on your keypad. And be nice.
I agree with you on John Bolton.
Cinnamon, you're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi, hello.
Hey.
Boy, it kind of died out there. Yeah, John Bolton, I have no use for him. I didn't have no use for him when he was with Bush. Let me get 989 on. It's spinning. 989, you're on.
Hello, John.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Yeah, hell is pretty low.
Could you tell me your name?
Oh, Scott.
Hold on.
You know me.
I recognize that number.
Yeah, you should. Ed. Pull me in the loop. I want to talk to you in private. Keep it going. I just wanted to play
with you guys a little bit, folks. You guys go ahead. You guys go ahead and talk, and me and Jimmy's going to the green room for a minute. All right? Thank you.
Don't buy nothing unless you test drive it.
Who's on here? Is that guy?
You,
here, Pianki?
Pianki and Cinnamon.
All right. What y'all doing?
I'm
Hello,
hanging in
Cinnamon.
There.
Hello.
A little tired today.
Daniel?
Hey, Pianki.
How's Mama and Grandmama?
Grandmama's in the same condition. Mama's calling in tonight for sure. Donnie talked to her earlier, and so she'll be on here in a little bit.
Well, but, you can only do the best you can, Daniel.
Yeah.
Sometimes that comes easier. Sometimes it comes harder. Depends on... At what point in life you're in.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
So did you see about 40 women in Kabul decided to demonstrate today in front of the Ministry of Education?
Oh, no, what happened?
Yeah, they got fired on.
Oh.
But it you know, they're not saying any of them. They're saying it's a black day, but they're not saying any of them were shot and killed.
But it is confirmed they were fired on, right?
Yeah, they fired. Supposedly they fired up in the air, and then they were chased. Some of them were beaten.
Good Lord. I mean,
but
they had to know that was coming, you know.
Oh yeah, but the Taliban and the Islamic State were celebrating the 1 year anniversary by taking their whole family out into the out into the water in those paddle boats.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they had that picture of, and it was just all the men that were in the paddle boats?
Yeah, yeah.
It was very weird because they were all, you know, they were all military style dressed and then had
mm-hmm.
had the mask on over them. And they're all out in these swan boats. It was weird looking. But yeah, so that's what they were doing that today. And then 40 other women decided to step up.
I mean, my gosh. I mean, has the news been talking about it? I haven't watched the news in a long
no.
time.
No.
Are they talking about Brittany Griner?
Who's that?
Yeah. The
You're
one
probably talking
in
about
Russia.
Yeah.
I'm back. I
hey, back.
There. Jeez, what are you guys talking about?
The women in Afghanistan that were protesting the one-year anniversary of the Taliban takeover.
Oh, they were celebrating?
No, they were protesting.
Oh, protesting. Well, they're probably dead by now.
That's what we were... Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they're saying that the
unfortunate.
Most of the reporters are saying that that they fired in the air and then chased the women off. Some of them were caught and kind of beat up.
Beat up
some
means
of the
they're
journalists
probably
were
late
beat up.
And then beat up.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
quite.
Some of the journalists were beaten also by the Taliban. But no, I saw it on the BBC.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. Yeah. I wish the people in Iran, the young people, can see how it was back in the 60s and early 70s, how it was. People
they
in shorts.
Big protests in Iran, too.
Well, hold on. I'm talking about people who are wearing their shorts and hair in a ponytail at the beach and bathing suits and all kinds of having a good time like kids ought to. And
yeah.
now they got to dress up, 100-degree weather
mm-hmm.
and be with a male relative and all this other crap. I wish they could see that, but I'm sure they can't.
Do you remember when Obama was in power, they had that green revolution in Iran? All we had to do was support those people a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the entire country was ready, you know, ready to hoist these Ayatollahs or whatever they are, you know, out.
Yeah.
And we did not support them one bit. Nobody did. It was
no.
It was sad.
We didn't back them. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was close as they came.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, former CIA director, he wants Trump executed.
Executed? Good
executed.
God.
What? These people, you know, the people that hate him and don't want him to be president have to ask themselves, why are the other side and some Republicans going out of their way to do this to this man?
Yeah, out of their way.
Out of their way. I mean, they are full-blown trying to get this guy. And you got to ask yourself why, folks. And then when you figure out why, you'll go, God, I want to vote for him. I don't want these assholes in power.
Right. Yep.
That's what Bill Maher said. They said they just made him the martyr.
Yes, they did.
Who said that?
Bill Maher.
No.
So now he's got the sympathy vote.
Yeah, I believe he's got that pissed a lot of people off. A lot of people. They overstepped. But they can't get him any other way. They can't get him. And so they take all this stuff. How about if they put some stuff in that box and say, look what we found?
Yeah. plant stuff on
it. Yeah, who's going to dispute that? I mean, we will. 74 million people will.
Well, that's why I come. That's why I come. The damn the county sheriff should have been with them.
Yeah,
that warrant should have been. That warrant should have been directed to the county sheriff, not the special service. Now, what are they calling that protect the president?
Secret Service.
No, yeah. It shouldn't have been given to the Secret Service. You know why? Because they work for Garland, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and Sheriff.
Garland hates Trump.
The sheriff, he can run things. He can squash that in a second. He could have stopped.
Yep.
A sheriff has got a lot of power, a lot more than the federal government does when it comes to his jurisdiction.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I don't understand why some people are afraid to even think along those lines. I keep telling you, people are afraid of power, including citizens. Citizens are afraid of their own civil powers that
right.
they have. I mean, you think I'm kidding. They are.
I
when you tell
right.
a person you got, when you tell a person, the average person, that you got the right to dictate to your Democrat, see, your democracy is when you elect a congressperson or any other government official, legislature, local
mm-hmm.
legislature or Congress. That's
right.
your democracy right there. Your constitutional republic is the country. The government of the country, this country is a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. Your democracy is shown when you go to the poll and elect somebody.
Right.
Absolutely. But they don't understand that they have a right to dictate to these people that they elect before they even vote for. They don't understand that.
I don't know. I
wonder where did it come at? Wonder how that came about, Donnie.
How was what?
It couldn't exist it up. I wonder where that came about, where the citizens are scared of their own damn politicians.
I don't know. And they're trying to backdoor take our guns away, little at a time, calling these mass, you know, weapons of mass destruction. All they are is a 22, or it just looks bad. It looks like a badass gun. It's not. Just a damn rifle looking mean. I get tired of hearing those people, they use that over in Afghanistan. It's a military.
Well, hell, if you look like a damn dragon or a popsicle stick, that's your prerogative, what you have. I get
that's
sick
right.
and tired. I get tired of telling people this, and everybody get quiet when you say that stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. They don't have a comeback. Kathy, I think you're on, hon. I believe.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Always great to hear you.
This is me. This is me. I'm back. Hey, Mama. Hey, Daniel. Who else is on here?
Cinnamon.
Bianchi.
Me, Daniel, and probably John Doe. Not sure.
All right. Pianchi's one I need to talk to right now.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Pianchi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Big Kathy.
It's about aliens.
God.
I tell you what, Kathy, I'm more and more convinced. I'm telling you, honest to goodness. Matter of fact,
well,
I was talking to another guy about that, and he kind of agreed with me.
Well, I was going to tell you this. I saw a little video the other day. They were talking about 18,000 people that claim to have been abducted. And these guys wondering, well, what do these people have in common? So they eliminated a lot of stuff, you know, what they may have had in common, the reason they were abducted. And a lot of them had green eyes and negative blood. And guess what, Pionki?
What's that?
I've got green eyes and negative blood. But I haven't been abducted yet.
No,
I've been living with one my whole life.
Yeah, what Daniel's been
living with.
But that was a common factor that they had, these 18,000 people that they interviewed.
That right.
Yeah, yeah.
Green eyes, negative blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that makes me a little freaked out because I've got green eyes. I don't know about the negative blood, though. I don't know my blood type.
Just look out. Just hide. Just hide. I've told y'all, I have no desire to meet one. None.
Uh-oh. Well, I tell you about the time that the Jehovah's Witnesses came to my house. One was a white female, the other was a black female. And we got to talking, and I got to talking to the black female. I forget what the conversation was, but it led to her. She was wearing dark sunglasses. And something led to her to say, well, what about me? And she took her glasses off, and her eyes was as blue. And she didn't have on no contacts. Her eyes was as blue as the sky.
Wow. That's kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah.
I see somebody like that, and it scared me. It scared the hell out of me. I don't know. I never seen a blue eye like that, and it did. It scared me. But when Cinnamon – oh, hold on for a minute, guys. I got to get this started real quick. When Cinnamon's eyes turn green, I got to run because she's pissed. She's pissed. I did something wrong. And she gets mad. Her eyes turn green.
Wow.
Greener than usual. Okay, guys. You guys are talking about UFOs and everything, but if anybody has Fox Nation, Tucker Carlson took the week off, and he did a cattle mutilations, and he went all just listen to this.
Wow.
Now, Tucker believes...
We found a dead bull. It's missing its reproductive organs. It's missing its testicles and its penis and its tongue is gone. And I said, what?
A single drop of blood may be found on the hoof. Nothing on the ground. And the scavengers won't eat it and it doesn't rot.
At least 10,000 cases in the United States.
The Harvey County Sheriff told people to be on alert after someone removed organs from a bull.
It appeared that they had been surgically removed.
We haven't found any of them. It's almost, you know, there's no evidence.
The Sheriff's Department doesn't have any leads at the time.
If you asked us to go replicate that process and not leave evidence, I don't think that would be possible.
I think it kind of freaked a lot of people out. Aliens coming and taking our animals.
The greatest unsolved serial crime spree in history.
Tucker Carlson. Originals.
Over the past 40 years, more than 10,000 animals across the United States have been inexplicably killed in very strange ways. The phenomenon is called cattle mutilation. It's cost ranchers millions of dollars. Cases range from mysterious to completely bizarre. Animals drained of their blood, strange lights over cows, body parts with no commercial value, surgically removed. Despite federal, state, and local investigations into this, the government has consistently failed to identify a culprit, to solve these crimes, or even to explain what might be happening. So we took up the case ourselves.
This is a very frontier part of eastern Oregon. We are headed to the site where we found the first mutilated bull.
Colby Marshall was vice president of the Sylvie's Valley Ranch when cowboys discovered five mutilated bulls on the property
in August of 2019.
The total value of all of those bulls was well over $18,000 of just value to the bulls. Each one of those bulls would have produced upwards of 20 calves a year for probably the next, you know, 5-6 years. So their overall production value was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the fact that they were killed and mutilated was a huge financial loss to the ranch.
All five bulls were found on the same morning.
This is a photo of one of the bulls that was killed and mutilated. And so what you're seeing here is you're seeing a 2,000-pound range bull that has had its genitals removed and also its tongue removed.
Also missing, 8 gallons of blood with not a drop left at the scene. Their carcasses were found along a creek bed, each one a quarter mile from the next.
Okay, I can't really play much more because it is a pay site, but very interesting. Even Tucker believes in UFOs. But Skinwalker Ranch had the same thing happen to them. And they took the cow and took it in the back, you know, way, way where they put all the dead animals so the coyotes and mountain lions can get to them and eat it. Not a one animal touched that thing. Not one animal. And it did not deteriorate. I mean, it just stayed like that forever. And they came and visited. They, matter of fact, they called a vet to find out why in the hell no animal will eat this thing, and the vet did some tests on it, and it's radiation and everything else on this thing, but nobody touched it. Remember that, Daniel? You watched Skinwalker?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a boneyard. They drug it to, you know, like you said, where instead of burying it, they just take it there. And the vultures and everything else, you know, eat the carcasses, but not this one.
No, not this one. And they called a retired sheriff. So I'm getting feedback. I don't know why. Retired sheriff. Cinnamon, are you near my door?
No.
Huh.
Not me.
Okay. Huh, that's weird. And the original owner was missing 5 cows, and they were very expensive. And he called the sheriff, of course, and the sheriff came out, and they're looking all over the property for these cows. And I guess he had some kind of locker. It's a big locker, not big enough for what happened, because they found these cows in this locker on top of each other. It was like they were hypnotized, and once they opened the door, they snapped out of it and came out. What do you think of that, kids? Okay.
It might have been Bigfoot.
Well, they think, honestly, they think, well, let me get back to the cow that I was talking about. But there's cameras everywhere on this property. And they took, you know, they're filming this thing falling and everything. But up above in the sky is a white light. It looks like a light, but it moves. It goes... It's like a flying saucer, but it's white. It's a white light. And every time something like that happens, that's what shows up, is a white light.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you what needs to be done. Two or four people need to go out there in the areas and just camp out. Cameras, guns, dogs, to hear. And just camp out and wait until we see some.
Well, they got a lot of things on camera, Pianki. You wouldn't believe what they've got on camera. Just would not believe it. And
they've got enough proof.
Yeah, even the man from Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, decided he got there. He didn't believe any of it. He said no, and he said it on tape. I don't believe any of this thing. And He said it just took one day for him to know something was going on.
Yeah.
Then after, you know, this is what, his third season, I think. I'm not sure. He believes something very, very strange is going on that property that he can't explain. And they've done so many. It's like a ceiling up there you can't see. It's like a, like it's up 5,000 feet from the ground, and it's a ceiling. They put a military-grade pointer and shined it up there, and the pointer veered off like it hit a something up there, and there's nothing there. It's nothing but sky, but it did. It went to the right. You remember that, Daniel?
Yeah, it hit something, I believe, to be cloaked. You know, whatever this thing is, yeah, it's cloaked, you know, stealth or whatever. What's the word?
I don't know.
We can't see it.
Yeah, we can't.
But it's there.
It's like the helicopter, when they were coming in with the helicopter, the helicopters, you got all the gadgets, and it showed that something was right underneath the helicopter. And there was nothing there. Strange things on Skinwalker Ranch, folks.
And all over, you know?
And unfortunately, they only do 9 shows.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
Well, you got to go look at it, Pianki.
Well, another theory,
go
except
ahead.
The radiation would knock this theory out, though, but satanic rituals, you know, when you find these animals drained of their blood and missing body parts, but then you said they checked it had radiation, so that would knock that theory out.
That's why the other animals won't eat them, the carcass. Yeah. So they don't know.
Well, that's why you need, if you do it, go out there with a tent, water, food, have a couple of dogs.
They live right there. I mean, they're on the property, and there's, I don't know how many cameras and how many monitors are in this, what do they call it, control? Wherever
do they capture the images of what the heck messing with the animals?
No, you can't see anything. There's nothing there. You don't see anything. But one time they were out there, and it was at night, and the cattle stampede. They were running everywhere to get away from something. They couldn't see it. It
might be a predator or something.
Well, you got to go look at Skinwalker Ranch. There's plenty of YouTube tapes, and there's a light that was going through the woods that nobody could explain either, and nobody seen it. It was on tape. It was on the tape when they rewound it. There's a guy that checks all the tapes, and it looked weird, didn't it, Daniel? Coming, it was almost ground level, almost about my height, about 5 foot off the ground, going around trees. And
I mean, they've got it all documented. You know, all you have to do is pick an episode, and you'll see something.
Yeah,
this big dome, or I call it a dome, because it's some kind of force field. It's like you're looking at a tree out in your yard, and you throw a tennis ball at it, but if there was a big window in front of it that you could see through, and the tennis ball bounces back before it hits the tree or even gets to the tree. That's what's going on. There's something there. It's invisible, though. They've got it. The aliens have it stealthed. You can't see it.
Yeah.
But there's something there, because they've thrown stuff out of helicopters, and it's one of them went into it, didn't it, Donnie?
Yeah.
one of those things, they put all these instruments on these things they throw out of these helicopters, and it went into the dome, and it circled around 100 times, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, changing altitudes, you know, and stuff. And then, I mean, they never found it, you know.
No, they never found it.
It went into this thing, and it gone.
Yeah.
And it Very shows it on the show. Yeah, the show shows it.
And this guy from Huntsville, he's got like 3 master degrees in crap I can't even pronounce. He's a huge scientist.
Are we talking maybe it could be a portal to another dimension?
Well, that's what
that's what they think.
Yeah, and that's what there's an Indian, I don't know what tribe, but he's into the rocks and everything. There's glyphics on these rocks, and there's a spiral like you see on Twilight Zone, and in this spiral you can see all over the world on rocks. And this old guy thinks it's a portal at one time. And there was Colonel Cinnamon or a general, Daniel, you would know.
I don't know.
Harry Reid got $22 million given to this Skinwalker Ranch years ago, and because he wanted it studied. There's something going on in the ranch, and they were there for 20 years, but they will not release what the hell they found. But then they had one colonel. Was he a colonel or a general?
I believe a colonel. I believe you're right.
Okay, he came out there. They called him in because he worked for Bigelow, and that's who owned the property for 20 years. And this colonel showed him something that he's seen and other people seen up above by the trees by where the cows are. He said, and they walked out there, he said, it was swirly. Like, you know, when you look out and it's real hot, and you look way out and you see waves, you know, kind of
waves. Yeah.
He said up there, that's what it looked like. And it was in a circle. And he said he thinks that was a portal because these things disappear right in front of you. I mean, they're gone. They're gone. And they've seen the space station. They know when it goes by because they got all of this thing tuned up, man. They got airplanes. They know who's coming or flying around. They got everything. So they know it's none of that. So I don't know what it is. When they don't know, I don't know either. But Harry Reid did give them $22 million to Bigelow to investigate, and he hired all these people that you know to come out there, and they left. They said no 20, and they said there's hitchhikers, right, Daniel?
Yeah.
That means something like a spirit goes home with you and messes with you. And they call it a hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Now we totally blew up the show. I enjoy talking about that, though. It's interesting to me.
It is me, too. Because it's going on.
I think so.
And it ain't no joke.
No. Something's going on.
We believe in no secondhand knowledge on none of this stuff. Only I believe it as I see it firsthand.
Bad thing about it is we only have a little bit of the information. There's a whole lot more out there, you know, that our government keeps, not our government, the government, keeps from us to keep us from knowing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the people of the earth should know if there is UFOs and aliens. We should know.
Yeah.
But the governments will not give us all the information. which is why we are where we are today, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Pianki was talking a little while ago about something, why people go along with this. Well, that's what we're programmed to do, to comply with whatever comes out of the government, you know. It's the way it's been for decades and decades and decades.
Yep,
I mean,
just believe them. Don't question.
We are programmed because we elect them. We are programmed to, you know, believe them. That's why we are where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, that judge that signed the warrant, he's a friend of Epstein.
Yes, he
is. Oh, yeah.
He was an assistant
attorney general that was prosecuting Epstein and then quit and started working for Epstein.
Yeah.
He's a friend of Garland,
he's a friend of Obama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He gave money to President Obama. No question.
Yeah.
Sure did.
All them suckers must be aliens.
No, Pianki, they're not all aliens. They're just in bed with the aliens trying to rule us. They're in bed with them. They're bought off. They're evil.
Yeah.
They're just evil.
How about evil. The black man that was married to a white woman early 60s, I think 62? Not sure. That was at
Loving versus Virginia. You mean the case, the Supreme Court case, which the Supreme Court shouldn't have never heard. They never should have heard that case.
Hold on, Pianki. They were driving home one night in Pennsylvania, and they said they seen a huge disc, and their car died, and they were taken to this spaceship. And I can't think of their damn names. I cannot think of their names, but they were hypnotized and everything, and they were taken back, and they both said the same thing that happened to them. They were like a doctor looking them over, doing stuff to them. One lady thinks she had 4 miscarriages, but she was taken, and she said, they're taking my baby, and when it gets, you know, the seed takes hold and takes it up there and makes an alien out of it. Now, don't ask me. I don't know.
I don't believe that yet. I hear so many of these stories, then you're dealing with this stuff with the country.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it just desensitizes you.
Yeah.
These
Jack just sent this for you, Kathy. I think you brought this up. Well, anyway, he thinks you brought it up. Hold on. And this is my
FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago. Take a look.
Trump, he did sell his soul to the devil because he is the luckiest man in the world. His fortune was finally falling. The big lie was finally losing momentum. DeSantis was beating him in the polls. You know who hates this more than anybody? DeSantis. DeSantis, look, I had this in the bag, and now I got to run against President Martyr. And this is saving Trump politically, because now, of course, all the Republicans, what do they do?
It may be what, of course, Joe Biden would secretly like. He might want to face off against Trump again.
Yes.
He might think.
So he's behind it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying. They won't be on any more conspiracies.
They will run with that one.
Yeah. But if you know, if you're Joe Biden, who would you rather face? Donald Trump, who has all the baggage, who has the January 6th investigation raging, a number of legal actions, all this stuff now, where you know last time you got the record number of votes of any presidential candidate ever. Would you rather face him again, Or would you rather face a much younger, more dynamic DeSantis who doesn't have the baggage?
Right.
So in a way, you could see that although it looks in the short term like this might play out advantageously for Trump politically, if he doesn't get nailed by what's gone on here, actually it could work in Joe Biden's favor in 2024.
Bullshit. I don't know what poll that Bill was reading, but every poll that I've seen had Trump winning big time, even at the CPAC, the poll. He slaughtered 52% for Trump, and I think it was 28-29% for DeSantis. I like to see them both run together, vice president, president.
Now you're talking. Yeah. They're not going to run again. I mean, they're not going to, no, there's not going to be a Republican primary with Trump and DeSantis.
Well, you never know. I hope not.
It would just be wasting time, you know?
Being a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. That's
they would, they would, they're too, they're smart enough to know, both of them, not to split the party like that.
Yeah, I think this really did help Trump, because I've seen a lot of Democrats that are pissed off. Just pissed off on my Twitter. Of course, they took, I don't know, 500, 600 people. I haven't checked today, because when this happened, people blew up. So they got kicked out off of Twitter. But the ones that got to stay around, there were Democrats, and they are pissed. They are mad because they said, hey, this isn't right. I mean, if it happened to them, it can happen to us.
Yes.
And, they're not happy about it. A few of them said, well, that changed my mind. I'm voting for Trump. If he runs, I'm voting for him. And other people didn't jump on him. Didn't jump on him at all. They say, okay, yeah. Going to do the same thing. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
You just don't have to be a rocket scientist like Travis from Huntsville to see what the liberals are doing. I mean, they're trying to destroy it. They don't want this man running again. They're willing to kill him. They're willing to put him in prison. Whatever it takes, they're willing to do it.
And you got
to, well,
you know,
you're right about you don't have to be a rocket scientist. But you have to question the mentality of a person that don't took this long to figure things out. I keep telling you that. There's something wrong with these people, man. It's something wrong with these people.
Yes.
Yes, there is. There definitely is something wrong. What it is, I don't know.
Now, I don't put nothing past the alien stuff, because I tell you the truth, and you guys, you know, you hear me talk every damn week.
Yes,
and I still think that some of these damn people are aliens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
You went through the process of elimination of any other possibility that could be going on, and it don't play out. So the only thing left is that these people ain't human.
Well, I tell you, more and more, you got to think that. This guy, what's his name? Hold on. God damn it. Hey, Doc Gay? G-A-Y-E, like Marvin Gay? Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, Doc Gay. Okay, she sent this and said, this will make your head explode. The Davos agenda.
Economic Forum speaker of all time is this reptile, Klaus Schwab's top advisor, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. Let's see what he has to say.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Elites hacking organisms and re-engineering life itself? Well, he's not talking about doing that to people, is he?
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
I guess he was talking about doing that to people. All people, to be specific.
And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed.
Not playing God, are you? Because that usually works out super well.
Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the cloud.
Oh, you are playing God. Say more.
Evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the cloud, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our cloud, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution.
Gosh, you wouldn't by chance have a plan in place on how to control people with your cloud technology, would you? And that plan isn't by chance already being implemented, is it?
Today, we have the technology to...
Well, that's it. Thank you. Hey, Doc Gay.
Economic Forum speak.
Well, that's starting all over again. Thank you very much. That was for all of us, I guess. That was Davos, where in the hell meeting it was, I don't remember.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, the 16th of next week, Tuesday, hopefully Cheney will be out, and that'll be the first time there's not a Bush or a Cheney or a Clinton in a long time. It's not in our government.
Wow.
How about that? Now, hey, they're running ads for her, and somebody sent one to me, running ads for her. Democrats are running it, paying for it and running it. How about that? Go ahead, Kathy. I heard you.
Dale, that video, that short video that we watched the other night,
yeah.
They already have, and they've had it for a long time,
what's
the technology to change the DNA. Remember that, Daniel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and what else was it they were saying? They can erase a memory. They can add memories.
Yeah. They can transfer Donnie's memory into me.
Good
and
Lord,
I will have all of Donnie's memories and mine.
You don't want that to happen, brother. You paid a triple X. Good Lord.
You probably have all of Donnie's memory and room to spare.
Yeah, now you would. Yeah, absolutely. Can't remember anything. Oh,
Donnie,
boy.
Those memories are still there. They're
no,
just,
I just can't
so
think
far back. Yeah, their memories are still there.
Yeah, Bianchi always likes to make me feel good. Cinnamon, could you come here, please? When you have a minute. Yeah, Otis is needing something, like a pain pill. We got Otis on pain pills now. And I think he needs one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor man.
Yeah, my boy. He's fighting it, though. He's fighting it. That's all that matters. Anyway, I'm trying to find that commercial. Two congressmen gets on there and tells everybody how great, you know, how great Cheney is. And I don't always agree with everything she does or says, but she is definitely, you know, for the Constitution.
Huh. I mean, what has she said and done since she's been in Congress?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know if she's done anything. I have no idea what she has done. She probably has done something. I just don't know what it is.
Well, you got to pay attention
to what these people say and the words they use, because
lo and behold,
they come back around again, and then you can start putting pieces together.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Constitution.
Yeah.
The Constitution.
They
when
throw
they
that
say
out
that,
there.
Yeah, you and, know that thing is an odd, isn't it?
And Pelosi, during her press conferences, the people of America, the people. She could, somebody during a press conference, she was walking off, and they asked her a question about the law.
Hold on, okay. Start all over, Kathy, because that damn thing.
Well, it was Pelosi.
Yeah.
She was finishing up a press conference, and she's about to walk off stage. One of the anchors ask her a question about the law, and she turned around and said, "I don't care about the law." That's what she said. I saw it. I don't care about the law.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then they want to talk about the Constitution.
They don't care. They don't want the Constitution. Constitution is standing in their way of ruining our country. And just look what they have done in 2 years. Not even 2 years. Look what they have done.
They've already changed the Constitution.
And they
They've
want
already
it.
Changed it.
Well, I don't know if they have, Kathy.
From
look
the original.
At these FBI agents, these IRS agents that they have to go and do weapons training. What the hell do an IRS agent need to know about using deadly force with a weapon?
That's right. Absolutely right.
If an IRS agent show up at your damn house, you don't have to let the ass in. You don't have to say nothing to them.
No, you
don't. And they shouldn't be carrying a weapon.
That video that I sent Donnie, in the very beginning, was a former IRS agent. In the beginning, she talked about the IRS, said it was the most feared, you know,
agency.
It's not a government department. It's not part of the government. But she said it's the most feared agency, you know, in this country because of what they can do to you. Even though it's unlawful what they do and illegal, they still do it.
Yeah.
And everybody is afraid of them. They can take away everything you have,
that's
you
right.
know, and get away with it, you know. But it's illegal what they're doing. They shouldn't have that kind of power. But, you know, we've just got to vote for people in there and take the power away from those, you know, that abuse it.
You know where the emphasis should be? The emphasis should be on the electorate rather than the politicians.
Yeah.
Because if you got a bunch of dumb electorate, bunch of people dumb that's voting for these politicians, when these politicians get in there,
right.
they're going to take advantage of that dumbness and do what the hell they want and start looking for special interests that's going to start slinging some damn money around.
Yeah.
Now, you want to hear something funny. The city of St. Louis automatic board, Donnie, has got 3 aldermen being indicted.
3?
In these Mid-Eastern countries, I mean companies from the Mid-East, they're setting them up. And a couple of them received things of value, and guess what they were? Old damn used cars. Can you imagine that? They're selling the damn city out for used cars.
Oh, jeez.
Well, have y'all heard anything about the West Virginia Supreme Court? Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. I don't know what
I mean, I'm just saying stuff that I've seen on the internet. I'm not saying it's true. It's possible that it is. It's as possible that it is, it is not. But three Supreme Court judges in West Virginia have resigned, and some of the others are under impeachment in West Virginia.
In West Virginia? What for? What's going
on? I don't know.
Oh,
but three have resigned.
Hmm.
And then the others, some of the others, I don't know how many they have. But some of the others are under impeachment. So I think it's true, but I can't tell you 100%.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see good stuff on the internet, and then you see stuff that's...
Sure.
You know, you just don't know, but, I mean, I think that's why we can talk about it, you know, throw the stuff out there that we've seen and heard, and then discern whether we want to believe it or not. We'll just have to wait and see if it's true.
Well,
you could probably find out.
Yeah, you got to dig into it. Pianchi, we talked about the Breonna Taylor's murder or killing, right?
Yeah, several times.
Okay. Four officers are charged for lying. Did you hear that?
Yeah, at the federal level.
So what? I've got somebody sent something, told me he listens every week and he remembers us talking about this young lady. And
I'm not saying the young lady should have died, but that young lady was involved in a whole bunch of bull crap. Laundering money and everything else.
Yeah, she was. She was, but
they had surveillance cameras. She deposited money in a bank account. His supposedly from one summary I read, came up with a dead body in the trunk of a rental car. How the hell do you drive around with that back there?
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
And in this incident where she got killed, if the police is shooting down a hallway, a narrow hallway, how did not her boyfriend get hit? Unless he used her for a human shield.
Yeah, because they were shooting wildly and everything else. They could have hit him too. But I think this is, he did fire at them. I remember that. And I think this is what, it says the Justice Department on Thursday announced charges against four current and former police officers in Louisville, Kentucky. In a 2020 killing of Breonna Taylor, allegedly violations of Fourth Amendment and civil rights, and that led to her death. So, if they lied...
Well, I understand they had a warrant, a no-knock warrant, and supposedly they did knock, because the neighbors said they woke them up.
Yeah, they said they knocked, but what are they lying about? And if they're lying... If they're lying, they hell with them. You know, they need to be fired. You can't lie in a case like this. Unless they're trying to screw that guy that woke up and there's bullets flying everywhere and he shot back. Maybe they're trying to hang him or something. I don't know. I have no idea what the hell this is about. I thought it was interesting. So did... whoever sent it, I don't know. There's no name. But thank you, whoever you are. Appreciate it.
You know, the federal government is doing a lot of things coming out of the Justice Department in order to try to appease a portion of the population.
Yeah.
To continue with their Democratic leanings.
Yep.
You know that lady that killed six out there in Los Angeles on Slauson Avenue and that speeder that hit those cars?
Yeah. Yep.
This woman was a black female, and she hails from Windsor Hills, which is a black community, and they are, it's a rich community.
Right.
So, and she had been involved in 13 other vehicle crashes.
13?
At least 11. Someone ran in the back of her, but at least 11 accidents. Well, hell, why has she still got a driver's license? Well, like I said before, she's a black female, and they come from Windsor Hills, which is a preeminent rich community. Households. Okay. Now, one of the tragedies, she killed a father, a child,
mm-hmm.
a baby that was in a car seat, got thrown out the car, and the mother was pregnant. And I don't know, I asked somebody, I said, well, is the unborn child part of those that they counted as being killed? I don't know.
Well, they put the guy that killed his wife that was pregnant, they put him in prison for life on two counts of murder. And Peterson, the Peterson trial, remember that at Christmas time, right before Christmas?
Yeah, I remember that little lady. But you know nothing, this judge that arraigned this woman, he is known for letting criminals go. But he's got an election coming up, so maybe that's why come he charged
right.
her with murder.
Go ahead, Cinnamon. I know you got something to say, but you're not on? Oh, let me get you on. You got kicked out. Oh, I want to welcome. He's on. Conservative Nation Media was here. Thank you. Go ahead.
She also has a history of mental instability.
Well, hell, she's a nurse tending to patients, and she's mentally ill.
Yeah, she's an ICU traveling nurse.
Damn. And she's kind of missing some marbles?
Yeah, she's had bouts of mental instability. She's
Whoa,
had
Jesus.
A history
How
of it.
The hell can
so,
she be an ICU nurse?
Yeah, for doing shots, prescriptions, and things like that.
Wow.
Dosages.
I don't know.
Jesus, that's crazy. Lorianne, you are on, dear. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Happy
Where's
Saturday.
Your husband? Is your husband mad at us?
I don't know. He's more moody than I am on a half PMS, I tell you.
I was going to say, Joe gets riled up sometimes.
If this lady was crazy, I don't even know how she still had a driver's license. Her insurance must be about $10,000 a month. Someone needs to do some investigation to find out how the hell she's getting insured. I bet there's some scam stuff going on with that.
Got to be. 13 wrecks? No way. There's no insurance in this country that will cover her ass. Come on. 13? You get five or six tickets, you'll lose your damn insurance. Three if it's drunk driving. Gone. Gone like the wind.
It threw the baby out in a pumpkin seat, or the car seat out the car, and it landed in the driveway of a service station, a gasoline service station.
Wow.
And people ran out the service station to gather it up and try to administer some type of attention to it, but the baby died.
Oh, that's a shame. Just a shame.
That was a whole thing. And it was a black family that was that got killed.
Oh, man. I wish we could sue. I wish people could sue the judges and attorney generals for misconduct in office. I wish we could. Because that lady.
Well, you know, you have to ask where the outrage. Where's the outrage from the activists and, you know,
yeah,
people of that nature?
Well, yeah, but that's not going to get the headlines, so they're not going to fool with it. They're not going to fool with it.
Oh.
What?
I saved an article from earlier this week, and I can't find it. But some of the heirs to the big energy fortunes have admitted that they pay protesters to protest against some of the energy policies because they feel like some of their money was blood money.
Oh.
Well, we
they
know
pay,
that.
They'll pay certain protesters in certain countries like up to $25,000 a year to go ahead and be at the protests.
Is that right?
Hell, you know, you start interviewing some of these damn protesters, they don't know what day of the damn week it is, let alone anything about the subject matter that they protested for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street was the one where they had the dumbest protesters. They would go up and ask them, what are you protesting against? I remember one guy, he's going, it's just like a big kind of sit-in. He says,
yeah,
you don't just like the vibe. He's going, but what are you protesting? Well, we're protesting the man. Like, what? He's like, he's from the 60s.
Yeah. See that bull right there? See that bull? We're protesting that bull. Yeah. I remember.
Either the Ferguson protest or Baltimore protest, one of them. You know, some of the people were arrested, you know, a few. And they were complaining that they hadn't been paid.
Right.
They were supposed to have been paid. You
they
know, and they never got their money.
When they were in Baltimore, they were pissed off because they haven't been paid yet. And Geraldo was standing there doing a report by the paddy wagon. And he, you know, camera scanning people getting put in there under arrest. And he said, hey, I just seen this guy in Ferguson. And that guy, too, there was two of them side by side getting put in there. And he said he's seen those guys in Ferguson. So he said, rent yourself a riot. What it was, too, rent yourself a riot. Now there's a shortage of school teachers. Lady
also,
Liberty, thank you for sending that, but it's about 6 minutes long. It's a little too long. And I know it's a must watch, but some other time I'll play it when we have more time. Thank you, though. Go ahead, guys.
It's also a shortage. I saw this. It's New York and Dallas, New York City and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is short 400 police officers. The other one is short 600. They're trying to get people hired, you know, and nobody wants to be a police officer.
No, why would you? I wouldn't be a police officer anywhere. No way.
True.
Hell no. Nope. Thank you very much. That's bullshit. They don't back the police officer. Now, if the police officer did wrong, you want that guy gone. But even the good guys, you know, they pull over somebody, they're getting shot at. Who's this Lauren Boebert? She's in the House of Representatives, but what state is she from? Does anybody know? Daniel, do you know?
She's from Colorado.
Colorado. Lauren Boebert. Man, she was... Did you hear her on the House floor the other night? Other day? She just was going... She got everybody pissed. Oh, well, some of the Republicans were pissed, too.
A Republican firebrand, Lauren Boebert, called Democrats insane over their support for the Inflation Reduction Act. In fiery remarks, the Colorado Republican blamed the other side of the aisle for inflation, citing past spending bills as responsible for decades' high rises in prices. Boebert even refused to give up her time on the floor, leading to a dramatic moment. Republicans have greatly opposed the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed the Senate with zero GOP support.
Fired as yields back his time. Gentleman
Reserves.
From Kentucky Reserves. Gentleman from Missouri is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 1 minute to the gentle lady from Colorado.
Gentlewoman from Colorado is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting a different result. That makes the supporters of this legislation, by definition, insane. Reckless spending in this town is what causes inflation. And we cannot continue to increase taxes on the American people and put a target on American energy production while spending a historic $370 billion on Green New Deal initiatives and expect to lower inflation and improve our economy. Remember that so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill? Yeah, we spent $200 billion on Green New Deal initiatives. I guess that was just a down payment on this never-ending theft of American tax dollars. We are sacrificing, you are sacrificing American families at the altar of climate change. Mr. Speaker, isn't it so? Joe Biden himself said inflation rate is at 0%. So what the heck are we doing here? Why are we passing this so-called Inflation Reduction Act if it's at 0%? Well, in fact, it's the Inflation Enhancement Act.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
And it does the exact opposite of what Americans need right now. This is just another con game by the Democrats calling something one thing and saying
time
another.
Has expired.
This is making the IRS, which
gentlewoman's
armed
time
agents
has expired.
Larger than the Pentagon, the State
the woman,
Department.
Gentlewoman is
yes,
no longer yes. recognized. The gentleman from Missouri reserves the belt.
Mr. Speaker, how much time do you need?
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized. Your time has expired. The gentleman from Missouri reserves.
I will yield an additional 30 seconds to the gentlelady from Colorado to finish her comment.
Gentlewoman is recognized for an additional 30 seconds.
This bill hires 87,000 new IRS agents, and they are armed, and the job description tells them that they need to be required to carry a firearm and expect to use deadly force if necessary. Excessive taxation is theft, and the chairman said that we are using the power of the federal government in this bill. You're darn right. You're using the power of the federal government for armed robbery on the taxpayers. I can only see why that this was rushed through committee and put on the floor.
Gentlewoman's time has expired. Gentlewoman's time has expired.
Bill.
She is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Missouri reserves. The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
She gets a little mad, doesn't she? It's a little upset. I'm trying to find that just so I can thank the person who sent it. I don't know
who
sent it.
No, she's speaking the truth, you know,
yep.
And we should be pissed. Everybody should be pissed about this. It's just more, it's more government overreach. It's more of exactly what our nation was founded upon. We're doing it even worse and worse. It's just, it's nuts.
Well, I did see that a shipment of arms were going to the IRS, but it was confiscated, you know, by our military.
So they got $4 million worth of ammo right now.
Well, there was a shipment of arms intended to go to the IRS, and it was stopped. Somebody, I'm not, you know. Somebody got it, so they never got it.
I could swear, wasn't it like a year or two ago when a huge order, like it was part of like why there was already like an ammunition shortage? I think it was like 2020, and it was the
IRS
put this huge order in for a bunch of ammo and more firearms. I remember reading about
that.
I remember, and it was outrageous then.
Yeah, go ahead, Cinnamon.
They were arming, that was under Obama, and they were arming everybody in the federal government.
Yeah, that's right. They were. Everybody was supposed to carry a gun.
And it was also kind of a backdoor deal. Okay, you can have your gun, but we'll make sure you don't get any bullets.
Yeah. It makes sense. Come on.
Yeah. But the big one on this, besides like talking about arming the IRS and all the other stuff, they're calling it, it's supposed to be inflation busting. And the first thing they're doing is raising taxes on all energy companies. That's not just the ones that produce the oil and stuff like that. My local Consumers Power, they're raising taxes on them. Under Obama, when our heating costs went like sky high, because here we do natural gas for heating. There's some people that do propane, but mostly it's natural gas. When energy prices went sky high under him, when they were trying to do the Green New Deal, that's exactly what we're going to get here. It was already going up because of inflation, and now it's going to go through the roof.
Yeah, it is.
This winter is going to be, you're going to have to watch your P's and Q's. You either stay warm in your house or, you know.
Yeah, they're coming after people, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, they're not going to raise. We're not raising anything for the middle class. I'm so sick of freaking hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not directly, but when they increase the taxes on the very energy resources that we use for heating and cooling electricity and all of that, that is a tax. It's not a direct tax. It's an indirect tax. But you think the companies are actually going to pay for it? No, of course they're going to pass that on to the customer. And that customer is the poor and the middle class and everybody in between.
DTE and Consumers Energy were asked, I think it was by the Detroit News, and they said depending on how it balances out and depending on how the prices, fuel prices go, they're looking at it's going to be at least $45 to $50 more a month for each family home for the winter.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of change on top of the inflation that we have right now.
Yeah. We'll have to borrow some from Uncle Bianchi. He'll let us have some.
Yeah, then on top of that, I read that 80% of the tax revenues that are going to come in as a result of this expansion of the IRS is targeting small businesses. 80% is what they expect, the increases in revenue is going to come from small businesses.
They were already struggling after the pandemic.
You know how much it costs?
Exactly. Going to kick them while they're still down.
Do you know how much it costs for a business to do an audit? They can't, usually they can't do it. So they got to hire somebody, which costs a fortune. I feel bad. And we're going to have to do the same thing. If you get on Blog Talk Radio in a year or two, and you spout off that you don't like something that the Democrats are doing, you probably get audited. That's probably what's going on. That's why 87,000 new agents are needed, because they're going to stop you from talking about the government. Did anybody hear about Pelosi's husband having a child in the car?
No.
I haven't either, but Trump's lawyers, and I have to give it to Trump, he's got the prettiest damn lawyers I've ever seen. Damn. Hot.
Felony is a Speaker of the House whose husband drove a car under the influence of alcohol and drugs with a concealed, undisclosed passenger in the car. A secret list of undisclosed, powerful people that visited Epstein's Island and did God knows what to underage women, none of whose liberties have been infringed upon like President Trump's and his family's. Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to. Felonies, a speaker.
Wow. She implied something there, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She sure did. It's only 26 seconds.
Felonies. A Speaker of the House whose husband drove a car under the influence of alcohol and drugs with a concealed undisclosed passenger in the car. A secret list of undisclosed powerful people that visited Epstein's Island and did God knows what to underage women, none of whose liberties have been infringed upon like President Trump's and his family's. Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to.
That's true, dear. Thank you, Epstein's sheet. Epstein's sheet sent that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If these IRS agents can have guns at the workplace, uh-huh. Why come our teachers can't have guns at the workplace to protect a more valuable asset, I think?
I agree with you, Bianchi. I do. I think it's time for teachers to be able to, or put law enforcement in, one on every floor if you got a two-story high school or school. Put a cop on each. We can afford it, right? We send all this money overseas, so we must be able to afford it. And did you see all the cars, speaking of overseas, that are leaving Ukraine for Russia territory? You guys see that? No?
Nope.
Anybody here?
I didn't see it.
Damn. Okay. Nobody wants to talk to old, poor old Gray or Don. That's okay.
How many cars? You're talking thousands of people?
Well, I don't know if it's thousands, but there was hundreds of cars going.
Yeah.
And they say they had to make up some story why they're going. And some said, well, I got to take my mom to the dentist. And, of course, on top of their vehicle is all their belongings, you know. They're packing up to go. And they let them through. I mean, they're packed up everything. But why, if you're, live in Ukraine and you're in a war, why would you want to go to Russia territory?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is right here. Somebody, I got to click on it. Somebody sent this to me. I don't know who. But I'll give you credit, whoever it is.
American comedian Kurt Metzger and the most censored man on YouTube, Jackson Hinkle. And guess what? CNN, again, told the truth, but watch how they tell it. People are fleeing from Ukraine into Russian-held territories. What? But they don't want... But the people who are doing it don't want you to know they're doing it, and neither does... Here we go.
Are they selling our guns?
Here we go. Watch this.
Waiting and waiting. Families, pets, possessions loading them down. All crossing to the Russian-occupied territory south of Zaporizhia.
Now, that's interesting that they're leaving Ukraine-occupied territory, going into Russian-occupied territory. Mm-hmm. That seems to be counter to the narrative that the West and Ukraine wants us to hear. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Is what's slowing everything up here, the deep mud. Cars just getting bogged down, sliding all over. This one just managing to get through. And the reason they're coming this way, quite simple. The bridges are blown up. Ukrainian emergency services doing their best to get people through the rain-sodden fields. We've had to drag a few trucks out today, the commander says, but it's drying out and getting easier. Known as the Green Corridor, it's where people cross to and from Russian-occupied territory. But something odd this day, the traffic almost entirely one way. Of an estimated 6,000 people stuck on the Russian side, only 76 crossed. Many, many hundreds went the other way.
Now, I don't want to be a prick, but I got to double-check his math.
All right. Why are they going over there?
Anybody they're going like for them? Safety.
For safety?
Yeah, they're going
out of Ukraine into Russia. So, I mean, they're leaving the bad guys anyways, the cabal behind, and going to greener pastures.
You know, I seen somebody sent me a tape a week, 2 weeks ago with this guy, Zelensky, dancing with, like, ass chaps on, you know, with all these guys. And it was him. I guess he wasn't a politician all his life. He was something else, bless his heart.
Oh, God.
Zelensky was an actor.
Well, maybe that's what he was doing, acting. And
yeah, I thought he was a comedian, but yeah, he was show business.
Okay, he had his butt hanging out with all these guys. I'm going, that's the president of Ukraine? That's kind of embarrassing. You know, kind of embarrassing, but you know, damn.
You know, I've asked you, Donnie, in the past, all these people in Ukraine and, you know, they're fleeing and everything. Where is the Red Cross? Where is UNICEF? Where are all these organizations?
Humanitarian people?
You haven't heard anything about any of them in Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give aid to these people.
I do not know.
No.
No.
I told you, watch that video. You know, everybody that gives blood, all, you know, I used to do it a long time ago. They said only 20% of the blood that you donate actually goes to the hospitals. The other 80% is given to pharmaceuticals to do testing and stuff. Well, that's what it said.
Oh,
only 20% actually goes to hospitals.
The bio labs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, before I forget, which I've been forgetting all night, True the Vote had a big thing going on tonight on Right Side Broadcasting, and it says it's live, but I don't know if it's live or not, but it's showing up live.
So if we want to know something that's going on in Pinal County, and we're working with Sheriff Lamb, and we're trying to figure all this out, and I say, well, Sheriff, I've got all this great data. You know, I'll send it to you in 6 weeks.
Okay, that's they're 3 hours behind us, I think. So,
you know, that's another thing too.
Yeah.
All this stuff about throwing out elections and calling ballots, I ain't going to believe that until I see it. This shit's been going on for two damn years. Yeah, it's always next week. Next week. Well, next week came and gone.
Yeah, you're right about that, Bianchi. Yeah.
I did see where the Wisconsin Supreme Court made drop boxes illegal.
Yeah, they did. If you would have been here 2 weeks ago, Daniel, you would have known that.
There you go. There you go.
We have confirmation. We got a Skype number. Is it Lorianne's husband?
Nah, we broke up a long time ago. But
Hey,
some people take opium.
We were never together.
What's going on?
I deny any rumors.
Naz, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Been a nice news cycle this week, boy. I've been getting up early to watch the news. I get up before the news station newscasters get there. I get up early. Let me watch all this all day, man. I've been enjoying it. Have y'all been enjoying the news?
As a matter of fact, I have. Yes, I have.
I think there's something wrong with you, Naz. You listen to too much of that damn news.
Well, you know, when you get your victory lap, man, you got to enjoy it, man. When you tell people things are going to happen and then they happen, you know, you got to enjoy it, man. It's what it is. So how you guys getting along? You okay? Do you guys need a support group? Like Linus?
Yeah, I need a teddy bear like you liberals have in colleges all across the nation. I need a teddy bear.
Y'all just pay for a Trumpy bear for $29.99. That's what y'all do. So.
I know.
I need a support. I need a support group, group like a kick in the balls about what I need.
Bianca, you asked why you hadn't heard anything about the election fraud stuff. Well, where do you expect to hear it from? The news is not going to tell it. I mean,
yeah, because they tell the news, not conspiracy theories.
They're not going to tell, you know. I mean, I turned on CNN and MSNBC the other day, one right after the other. They're both talking the same thing. It's like,
breaking stories and worldwide news, you kind of got to talk about it. But look, if y'all send Mike Lindell 1999 tonight, I'm sure that all that election stuff will clear up for you. Just keep sending the pillow guy money. That'll fix it.
I'll do it.
Does anybody have a pillow from him?
Mama does, two of them.
Is it any good?
Well, she complained about the pillows she had before, and then when we ordered those and got them, never heard her complain anymore. That was
Well, what do you think of them?
Well, I've not slept on one, but she seems to like it. She hasn't complained about anything.
Yeah, is it a couple of the older folks at my residence? They love theirs.
Okay, is it big? I mean,
well, you can get different sizes. You can get different sizes. You get standard.
Yeah, it's not an oversized.
Asked me when I ordered them how old she was, and I told them, and, you know, they sent two, and they're fine. You can wash them.
Yeah, I didn't need a rundown. I just want to know if they were any good, because I know, Cinnamon, you need pillow, and they're not cheap. The ones we get to her because she's got a bad neck and back. I just wondered if they were any good. Okay, go ahead. Take it away. Boy, it gets awful quiet when Naz shows up.
Where's Joe at?
I don't know. Lori Ann pissed him off. I don't know what she said to him.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, you were
there
last
anything.
Sunday.
She could have said anything. Hell, it's Joe. He's always
there. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. He is right. Oh, Joe
he
might
was
have...
He mad because I called him out for blaming me for complying with his own rules that he decides to change on a whim and then make me the bad person for it.
Oh.
In a nutshell.
I was there Wednesday. I don't know if you noticed me, but I didn't want to know about Olivia Newton-John's full history, so I bowed out.
Yeah, I did see you pop on for a little bit, and then, I pretty much did a whole, my Wednesday show, I wasn't planning on it, obviously, but with Olivia Newton-John's passing, I dedicated the show to a tribute to her, and a couple of interviews and playing a lot of her music and stuff. And so that was Wednesday for me.
I had to leave before I loaded the gun up. So that's why I left. I can only take so much. And she was a great singer and everything else. But thank you very much. I don't need to know too much about Olivia Newton-John. She was good. And she fought cancer for a long time.
Yeah, three decades.
Yeah.
Three times. Yeah. And very much one thing to her credit was she and her daughter refused to take the COVID jab.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They didn't trust him.
Well, the CDC has changed their mind about that, about wearing a mask and everything else. So they backtracked a little bit.
Yeah, they don't have any credibility anymore to even, you know, everybody just laughs whenever they say, yeah, you should wear your mask again. No, and it's like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait till Monday to rub it in a friend of mine's face. He was telling me back, what was it, in 1920, said, well, if these Trump supporters were to get their shots and wear their masks, this would be over in 6 weeks.
Oh, really? Don't laugh at him too hard, Bianchi. You don't have to laugh. Do not have too many friends left, my friend. Damn it.
Boy.
Boy. It's a lot of talking going on, buddy. A lot of talking.
Yeah, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to listen to anything. Nothing is true on the news. That, God, y'all hard to get along with, man.
I know.
Y'all
I know we are.
Trumpville.
We're waiting for you to tell us what's going on.
No, I just think, you know, and you know, I'm just kicking this around. Maybe it's a good idea. Maybe it's not. Maybe we could use those FEMA camps to put the Trump supporters in and, you know, like we could do a re-education seminar type thing.
Well, sure.
Sound like a good idea, guys?
Well, it's warm down there. Can we go like in November?
A little FEMA type vacation, you know?
Yeah, because we're in Michigan, so November sounds right to me. And I'll probably come out of it around March. I think.
But no, seriously, man. Like, seriously, though, man. Do y'all have an out strategy? Like, if this goes bad with 45, are you guys going to move over to DeSantis? Or, like, what are you guys going to do?
I don't know. DeSantis, I like, but I don't know. There's other people, but I don't know. I don't know who would jump in, because I don't think there's anybody. Oh, you're going to love this. I don't think there's anybody like Trump that would go in there and kick ass. I knew it. I knew you was going to. I knew it before I said it. I knew it. Damn.
Man, y'all guy is hilarious, man.
Well, Trump is better law than your great Democrats. Supposed to be giving blacks reparations, supposed to be paying everybody's historical black college and university tuition fees, supposed to be giving more money for having babies and ain't got no daddy. What are they called? Child tax credits.
I wish you would do those things.
Well, I imagine you would. You promised to do them when they ain't doing them. They lie.
No,
bamboozle.
I don't think you can find
bamboozle
Joe Biden's promise to do any of that.
And you know the funny thing about this, Notch? You know the funny thing about this, Notch? You know that's true.
What do you mean? Joe Biden never promised any of those things. Matter of fact, when they tried to press him,
no,
that's when he would.
Your Democratic congressman do promise those things. I listened to Lacey Clay for 32 damn years. I remember when they told me, when I think it was back in 69, maybe around here, when they said, make sure you vote for this person, so-and-so. Then his son comes along and stays around for another 18 years. 50 damn years of them Clays.
Now,
and you can damn near stand on.
You're talking about.
You can stand on Martin Luther King and Goodfellas. I know you don't know where this is, but I'm gonna give you a perspective. You can look east and you can see clean over into Belleville, Illinois, which is a long way. Everything between that point and where you can see, as far as the eye can see, as straight as a crow fly. It's devastated. Them politicians be lying, all right? And I don't understand why some of these people believe that stuff. I mean, sooner or later you realize something, right?
I would think you Trump supporters would do that, but it seems it doesn't matter how many crimes he commits.
Now you shucking and jiving. You know damn well.
You know, if you had a Democrat like in St.
Louis, where they've had Democrat leadership for 72 damn years. 72 years. And nothing to show for it. I tell you how it's gotten so bad, and this is how you can tell. I remember when the St. Louis public school population was over 100,000 students. You know where it is now? About 19,000. And they're paying the superintendent, and I know Kevin Adams very well. He's a good man. He's paying about $350,000. Now that's just the way it is. It's his contract. But when you got a major city public school down to less than right around 19,000 students, it's something wrong.
That's a huge
Look at Detroit. Look at Detroit. Detroit had over 670,000 blacks in that city. Now they down to about 350,000. The public schools used to be well over 100,000 plus a $1 billion budget. Now they down less than 50,000 and dropping. It ain't. And wait a minute. When it was 679,000, the city was 79% black. So we can't blame it on white people. Blacks are fleeing.
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving the Midwest. What's the surprise here?
Yeah, no jobs.
What's the point? I don't get what the point that was being made here. Like, yeah, people are leaving the Midwest.
They can't blame it on those Republicans. And I would admit that I would admit that Republicans are just as lousy. But hell, I can't say that based on experience in St. Louis. But I ain't never seen a Republican in public office in the city of St. Louis. Never. What is that? You say what? Republican? What is it? Does it have chrome wheels and rocket cone bumpers? What is it?
I think it was over 100 years since they've had a Republican running Baltimore. Go ahead, Nat.
No, I was waiting on y'all to do what about Chicago next, and then we could kind of continue the conversation. I understand
y'all
desperate right now.
Chicago, too. They was talking about that.
I understand you guys are desperate right now, and
we're not desperate.
Yeah,
I'm not desperate. Like,
really,
if you had a pen on time, you would have heard us when we said we don't give a damn if the president was Mickey Mouse. We want things to be done just. Well, let's talk about Chicago.
Want him to go to jail for criminality or no?
Let's talk about Chicago. Here you got Lori Lightfoot that's trying to prevent the Chicago Bears from moving out of Chicago, Soldier Field. So she proposes on putting the dome on the stadium. Now, they're trying to make it seem like they're trying to do it for inclement weather, so that football games don't get snowed out. So here's the thing. Only thing I can think is for it, Donnie, is to keep these damn bullets from falling out of the sky, killing the fans.
That might be Bianchi. I don't know.
Donnie, you didn't have to force a laugh at that. Like,
come on, that's
force a laugh. Now, hold on. Now, I understand Bianchi has to kind of divert from the issue. And I understand y'all don't want to talk about this with me. It will make y'all feel bad. I understand.
Yeah, you're killing me.
I'm a nice guy. I'm not going to judge y'all, man.
I really believed
in this guy, and he turned out to be a criminal and a fraud. And now, you know, like, I get it. People get taken. It happens. Happened to my father, man. He bought a pet rock in 1972, man. He didn't know any better, you know? You guys,
Pet
you
Rock.
Really believed in this dude. You
hold
thought
on.
He was
hold
good
on.
For you. It's
Pet
okay.
Rock. Wait, hold on. It was the Mood Ring back in 1972, and then it was the Pet Rock. Just get it right. pet. It was food rain. I remember
Well, hold on, man. Before we get into all this, so the Saudis gave Kushner $2 billion? Are you guys
like
okay
to know,
that?
No, I'd like to know what's going on with that. I think he's a little thief myself. I really think he's not what he claims to be, I don't believe. Not at all.
So he got $2 billion, and you think Big Daddy didn't get a little taste of that? Didn't get a little sliver of it?
I don't know. I can't say that. Can't say that, but I can say that Hunter got a little sniff of it, some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, money and then some.
Yeah.
And then some. What about ism? It's the soothing of the soul, man. Like when your guy is going down and doing a lot of bad things, you can always look up across the street and say, what about ism? What about that guy? What about that guy?
No.
You don't have to think about
you can't
guy being a charlatan.
Don't point fingers.
Well, why don't you get into details instead of saying these all-encompassing words that you liberals like to use? It's worse enough that you refer to this mysterious they and them who seemingly don't have an email address, seemingly don't have a post office box number. Who in the hell is this? Get more into detail when you make these statements like this, man. You're talking to a different population. You're not talking to your general population who attend the laundromat in the hood or go to the club on Friday nights that don't have the slightest clue. So get more into detail when you make those statements.
Okay, so for those who don't know, MBS, the leader of Saudi Arabia, for those who don't know, he gave Jared Kushner $2 billion. Nobody finds anything strange with that? Sees a problem with that?
I don't know if there's a problem. I'd like to know more about it, that's for sure.
He was going to use it on that development they had in Atlanta, you think?
Nope, didn't happen. They told us they was having opportunity zones in Baltimore, Atlanta, Chicago, and all these other cities. And what ended up happening was big real estate firms like BlackRock came in and bought the land up, and the so-called opportunity zones did not go to the people they said they would go to. So that's another part of Trump's legacy. But it is what it is, man. Like, I understand that's y'all heroes, so y'all don't want me talking bad about them. I'll stop talking bad about them.
Wait a minute. Who manages the opportunity zones? It's not the federal
Trump government. Administration. That was just
No.
Yes.
All right. Let's do like this then. What was to be accomplished in an opportunity zone? What was supposed to be built?
According to Trump and Kushner, when they rolled it out, they said it would give low-income people the chance at home ownership and business ownership by creating a tax incentive for other people to invest money in these so-called forgotten areas.
All right, now here's the thing right here. Hang on for a second. It would give tax incentives. That means that you have to have private dollars look at this and say, you know, this is something we can make some money at. Or guess what's opposite of that? This is a rotten deal, and I give you another example where it was done. Because I had a friend that was offered $10 million by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to look at putting a feasibility study in order to eliminate food desert in Cairo, Illinois, which is predominantly black. And every consulting firm that he hired, he didn't hire as many, they came back and said it's not feasible. You know, you make some statements, Nod.
Go ahead. No. This is not me making a statement. This is the policy of the man you hold up as a hero, a failed policy. So why are you talking about
I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you how it works. The federal government don't do
work.
Yeah, but the federal government don't have no boots on the ground. They don't have jack to do with it. That's all left up to the local community. And also, you can't have that element of support, should I say, subsidy if you don't have private dollars. Public dollars do not develop.
Who told you that this is how this would end up in the first place?
Because
when they first rolled the policy out, I told you it. No. I told you that it wouldn't happen in the way that they were saying it was. It was going to be a failure and another black mark on his resume. And that's what it ended up being.
I don't know if you said that or not, because usually you and I don't get that deep into a conversation.
Yeah. Well, your hero was wrong again. So anyway, so the man has...
No, I don't think it was wrong. It doesn't matter if it was Trump or whoever, because they had empowerment zones during Bill Clinton. But I'm telling you that the federal government does not put boots on the ground in order to manage those things. It takes private dollars to say this is something that we would like to get involved with.
Yeah, so again, this is the failed policy of Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with what you're talking about right now. I mean, you can make excuses if you want to. That was the policy he put forward. Didn't work. Now we go to the situation where this man has classified documents in the basement, in the storage shed, I guess. I don't know what your man is doing. Is he selling secrets to other nations? Hmm. Is he trying to make money off of top secret information
for
the government?
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
These are important questions, Pianchi.
How about in June, the FBI came and checked everything out and said everything was fine, but came back later to install another lock. They want another lock on the door. So they put one of those fancy-dancy locks on the door, and they said, oh, everything's fine. The whole thing was a setup. If you can't see that, then you're blind. That's all.
Absolutely.
Help me out, Pianchi.
So, go ahead and talk, Nas, and don't be trying to take over our show now.
Relax. So your man takes these classified documents, and the governing body over that regulates that, says, hey, you can't have those documents. We need those documents back. He sends some back. And then between the government and his liaison, which was one of his lawyers, they kept going with the documents. They said, wait a minute. What else do you have? And then they found out he had a little more than what they thought. He had some top secret documents. And they said, okay, you have to return those documents.
All right, now hang on there for a second, Dodd.
Hold on. I know you're going to tell the Fox News.
Well, no, let's stop right there because you don't put some things out there that people here don't know what you're talking
about. These things are true.
Because in the Espionage Act, I don't know if you've ever read it, but the president has the right to declassify what he wants to declassify. But guess what?
Wait a minute. Don't talk while I'm talking.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on just a second. We got a lot of people. Lori Ann, go ahead and plug your show. Got about a minute to go.
Man.
Plug your show.
Oh, yeah. For those of you that want to tune in to the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann show tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 11 p.m. or 9 to midnight Eastern time. Sorry about that. It's an open format show again tomorrow, so feel free to call in, talk, discuss, whatever comes up.
There you go.
Thank you for letting me give a plug.
Well, you got a great.
Hold on.
We got about 25 people on the switchboard. If you'd like to try to talk, push one on your keypad. Now, it's everybody 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Let the other person talk. Okay, so we aren't talking. About 3 minutes. Go ahead.
The Espionage Act and Trump as a president, the presidents have always had the ability to declassify. But guess what? Joe Biden could have reclassified them at any time that he wanted to, but he didn't.
that's not how this works at all. Like, this
yes,
is not
it
about,
does. Read
this
the
is not
Espionage Act.
No, this is not about the Espionage Act or declassifying documents. So, for one, when you're talking about top secret documents from America, there is no president who can declassify those things. So the things they're talking about, that's why it moved to another level. If we were just talking about...
Well, wait a minute. Then who declassifies? Wait a minute. If you have a document that's top secret, who says it's no longer top secret?
I'm almost done. So this is not an argument about declassification. This is an argument about whether he kept the took the documents initially and then kept the documents, and then for what purpose? Because we're talking
about... Well, we know he's done that. That's a given. We know he's done that because they came and see.
I know. I know
wait a minute. We know he's done that.
Relax. Relax. Have a drink of water.
Hold on.
Relax.
3 minutes, guys. That's it.
Minutes. You can't get 3 minutes if somebody keeps interrupting you. I understand.
Man, go ahead and talk. Stop shucking the jive. Go ahead. It don't hurt me. This is funny.
It hurts you bad, obviously.
Donnie, cut him off.
Now he wants me silent. Well, look, man, y'all can have a good night, man. It's a shame, though.
No,
get your
don't
ass on back to Atlanta.
You'll come out of that cult, man, but it looks like you're going
to
be a
get your butt on back to Atlanta. Go on down to the underground.
Why? No. Open up a newspaper. Read something. That
I don't read them, John. Go ahead on down to the underground.
Read. Learn, old man.
With your transvestites.
Transvestites? Man, some of the finest women in the world in Atlanta. Boy, what the hell you on? And it wouldn't matter.
Go
on
down
anyway.
To your underground.
Well, you ain't got a phone number in 20 years. What the hell you talking about? Sit your married old self down. You ain't been in the game in a long time.
Yeah,
anyway,
I can't believe you just said that.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. He's an old man.
That's a shame, man. You're a shame, dude.
What do you mean?
What
he
mean?
Got the game?
No.
Are you still
no.
in the game or not? I'll discuss.
Look, this ain't no game.
No,
one thing. This ain't no game.
Bye, Notch. Bye. You come around, you cause a bunch of problems. Goodbye.
I didn't cause problems. You just got mad because I was talking about your hero.
Nobody's getting mad. We let you talk, but you,
you
come
are.
Up with that old jib-jab stuff.
You
bye,
interrupted
Notch.
Me every time.
Notch,
you
come on, man. We got to continue
time.
On with the show. We only got an hour left.
Look
go ahead on.
Listen, I ain't going nowhere because, Pianca, you acting like a punk now, man. I'm ashamed of you. This ain't you, man. Don't let this do this to you, man.
Go not. Bye-bye.
I understand that's
bye-bye,
your hero.
Notch. Don't nobody
leaving.
Say nothing to him.
I'm not leaving. But this is what happens, though. When you try to pull people out of a cult, they typically
lucky
get mad
I ain't
you,
got
man.
That switchboard. I get your butt off here.
I'm sure you would because you don't
okay.
want to hear outside opinions. That's
okay.
what happens. When you're in a coach.
Donnie, go on with your show.
I've got, I hear noise in the background. Somebody. Okay. Thank you. man. What a train wreck. Anyway, I don't even know where in the hell I'm at. Oh, Democrats.
But
so
we were talking about the one-term failed presidency of Donald Trump. That's what we were talking about.
Oh,
no, we weren't talking about that. Go ahead, Johnny, with,
well,
your, with your next point.
I said earlier that the Democrats are campaigning for Liz Cheney, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you, find
yeah you said that.
Liz Cheney now, it says everything that you need to know about her. Have you seen the new ads for Rhino Liz Cheney? In case you didn't, two House Democrats released a series of ads urging their fellow Democrats to vote for Liz Cheney, and some people are calling this a sign of desperation.
Of
let's take a look at them, and you tell me what you think. News breaks fast here. Make sure you catch it when it does. Tap subscribe and enable your notifications. And never miss a report.
Let's go.
I don't know why Liz Cheney continues a charade of pretending to be a Republican. From her hatred of Trump to the demeaning of the Republican Party, she surely is not a conservative. Now House Democrats are paying for campaign ads to urge Democrat voters to switch for Cheney. Dean Phillips of Minnesota and Tom Malinowski of New Jersey released ads urging Wyoming Democrats to temporarily switch parties and vote for Republican Liz Cheney in the primary. She is one of former President Trump's primary targets this election cycle, and she faces a tough opponent in Harriet Hageman, whom Trump supports. There are ads running on Facebook, according to The Hill, and the platform says they're paid for by Wyomingites Defending Freedom and Democracy, an organization that has contributed $475,000 to Federal Election Commission as a means of boosting.
We don't have
Democratic Congressman Tom Malinowski. Liz Cheney and I don't agree on everything. We're on the same side today, fighting for a country where we settle our differences by voting, not violence, fighting to stop extremists like Trump and to protect our democracy. She had the courage to put country over party for all of us. Wyoming Democrats can put country over party too by registering to vote for her in the Republican primary. I hope you do.
Oh, man.
I wish somebody...
Here's another one.
Hi, I'm Dean Phillips, a Democratic member of Congress from Minnesota. Now, you might be a little surprised that I'd be supporting Liz Cheney in her bid to continue representing Wyoming in the U.S. House. But principle must always come before politics, and nobody has shown more honor, integrity, and courage than she. Patriots will put it all on the line to protect our country, and Liz Cheney has done that. It's far more important than any policy differences that we might have. So I ask you to please consider temporarily switching parties and voting for Liz Cheney on or by August 16th. They'll be sending a very clear message to Donald Trump and protecting our democracy.
Okay. I wish somebody would do that to Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. And well, I could list a few more. But I wish somebody would run
well,
against...
Well, you know, when Obama go around campaigning, showing up to help campaign for candidates, nothing to say.
No.
Nothing is said.
Man, this is just silly, man.
Nah, come on, Naz.
If you're a popular candidate within your party, you're going to go out and stump for other people. The party will support that because what? It benefits the candidate. So, of course, you would. Now, as far as Trump, the fact that things got so bad that the Dems feel like some of those Republicans are vulnerable and they can try to push him over the line, of course they would. Makes sense. They think Liz Cheney, by getting Democratic backing, can possibly win, then they should do it. More than likely, she loses, and it is what it is.
You see, all Cheney's, Clinton's, Bush's out of office.
But not the criminal Donald Trump. You see, this is the amazing thing about you guys.
Incredible. No, you got to prove that first, my friend. You got to prove it first. And nobody's
okay,
proved
let's
fall off into one of those damn ignorant conversations, Donnie. Yeah, maybe we have a lightning strike like we had over at the church across the street from the White House.
Yeah,
you know,
so
God does work in mysterious ways.
Hold on.
No, what in the hell do you keep trying to talk over people?
Come on,
Dad. Look at criminal indictments by administration, the Trump administration.
Why do you continue to try to talk over people?
That is
more. Is that what you learn in your schools where you come from?
That is more than the rest of every American administration combined. 215 criminal indictments.
Okay.
I'm just judging them by the fruit that they bear, man.
I think it's 252. So don't forget those.
Correct numbers.
All right. Well, you don't say that three or four times.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear.
We're clear. I appreciate it.
Well, Donnie said I called him a criminal. Donnie said you have to prove it. I just gave you his reputation while
in. All right. Well, we've heard that before, Nas. Thank you very much.
Good.
And what else have you got?
Well, the other thing, and, you know, you can do
it. Make it short. Make it short. We're running out of time.
Can you stop making commentary? Can you be quiet for a second? Put some
I
ice
just
want
to make sure you,
got
I want
to
make
get
sure you
ice
stay on point. Come on, let's go. Let's
get
go.
Get some ice for your water. Take a nap. Probably need a little rest.
Okay, hold on. Don't insult. Just go ahead and say what you got to say. You got 3 minutes to do it in. Go ahead.
No, so, again, when they talk about people pulling people out of cults, the most difficult part is friends and family who they've kind of shunned because they didn't decide to join into whatever it is they believe in. That's the one area that people have found that you can kind of pull people out of cults. So the father who hasn't spoken to his children because he's a Trump supporter and they're not, and they haven't talked in a couple of years. This is typically one of the ways you can kind of pull these people out of this. Because I'm really worried about a lot of America, man. I feel like a lot of people put a lot of their emotion into this one person, and it appears to be going a sinking ship. It appears to be going down. And it's going to be tough for these people to cope, man. It's hard to pull people out of cults. So they're going to need their families. They're going to need their local churches. Like, they're going to need a huge support system to get these people back to, you know, normal, healthy lifestyle where they don't think everything is a conspiracy. And they don't think everyone is lying except for the man who has lied all of his life. That's under 3 minutes. There you go.
Okay, that's the sound of 3 minutes. Okay. The bomb going on.
See you again. See you again next time. Good night.
Frank, how you doing?
Pionke, I have to get you out of this cold, man.
Hold on. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. Listen, you guys, what's going on? That's pretty interesting. Don't cut him off, man. Let him speak his mind now.
Hey, Frank.
You guys, nobody agrees with him, but then again, yeah, everybody can be persuaded in different ways.
That's true. That's true. We just... rambling on, my
so
friend.
Did you just blow that guy up and now he's not on no more or what?
No, he's here.
No, I'm still here.
Oh,
be careful.
Okay.
What
if you're in talk for 3 minutes, I'll blow the bomb up and that's it. Somebody else can talk. Yeah, and
I ain't got 3 minutes of nothing to say, man.
It keeps everybody from talking over each other.
Well, it sounds like a good policy. It just sounds pretty rough when you blow them up, though.
I don't mean that's the only thing I got right now. I'll find something a little nice, I think. But,
you can find whatever you want to find. Tomorrow, y'all still going to wake up with Trump having the same problems, and y'all going to have to deal with it.
Oh, well, shit.
Oh, well, we'll deal with them. We'll deal with them. Count on that, my friend.
Yeah.
You bet.
I personally don't feel Trump's has answered all this problems, though.
Well, of course not.
He's got a good idea, but I don't agree with it. You know, I just don't think Trump's the only answer.
What good
one
idea?
One man cannot out of our government get the nonsense out of our government.
When he is the crap in the government.
You got Pelosi
worth
over $100 million. Come on. And her husband bought how much? 5,000 shares of stock before they voted on the chip?
Yeah,
come
and
on.
When AOC put up that bill to stop them from being able to invest with things they learned within Congress, which party voted against that bill?
Probably both parties.
No, that would be majority Republicans. That's who voted against the bill. You can look it up yourself right now.
I got to find something. Somebody sent me something about AOC. Now, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, you better find something, Donnie, because I got time tonight. Y'all in trouble.
I know. God, why can't you get late on Saturday? What's wrong with you?
Damn it. Now you're going to make me go, man. I'm trying to be a good guy. Be a good guy.
I was just asking, that's all. Be nice. Okay. Something about she voted. They took part of that bending bill. They took, where in the hell is it? What did they take out of the spending bill about the billionaires, taxing the billionaires? And a reporter was in her district.
Kristen Simina got the carried interest and the other penalties on billionaires removed from the bill. So, yeah, that's all that's gone.
That's okay. Maybe that's what you're talking about then. I don't even know what the hell this is. Clinton and Epstein.
You know, the only way, Donna, you're going to solve that spending is when states get together and limit or cut out the ability of the feds to borrow. The only way you're going to do it. Because you can have any member of any party they like to spend money.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what.
The states are going to have to come together and say, no more borrowing.
I agree.
Go on apportionment.
You got to start, instead of sending money over to Ukraine for weapons and sending weapons too, we need to put it in our schools. Our schools are just crumbling down.
Well, I don't think that the federal dollars should be going into schools. Let the local communities pay for them schools. If they're kids.
Yeah.
They're kids. See, you're getting federal dollars. If you're getting federal dollars going into school, you're also going to get these idiots dressed up like clowns with Cinderella skirts and rainbow socks.
Well, as long as
dreams showing their naked butt, the kids, like you had up there in New York.
I agree. But as long as...
federal money alone is contagious.
Well,
it makes you burn when you go pee in the morning.
Damn, Pianki, you crazy. Get my penicillin shot out, honey.
quick question, Donnie. Donnie, which states receive the most federal funding for schools?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So that would be Republican voting states. So if you took on Pianki's idea and those schools would be the ones.
I want you to listen to this very good. We just as against ignorant Republicans as we are Democrats.
Amen.
At least I am.
So again, the children who would be in those districts would be the ones who would actually suffer. Nobody.
It don't make no difference how much money you put in the schools. Your academic performance is going to be just as bad in them schools in the urban areas.
Well, the statistics bear out that the schools that spend the most money and the counties that spend the most money actually do get better outcomes. So when you look at
the lie, it's a lie in Missouri. In Kansas City, Missouri, when Russell Clark, the D.C. judge, met with the activists on what can be done in order to change the academic outcome of those schools in Kansas City, Missouri school district, the talk went to money. And he asked the activists, we're talking about blacks now, how much money do we need in order to change these outcomes around? And the activist said, we need $1 billion. They had 33,000 students in the school district, about 35,000 students in the school district. They said they wanted $1 billion. And this is all in the paper. You still can pull these articles out. The judge, Russell Clark, said, I give you $2 billion. And guess what? After $2 billion, that amounts to about $67,000 per student. That's Harvard money. No difference in the academic performance.
How many kids were in the classroom?
Some classrooms have 12 kids and two assistants.
12?
Plus the teacher. Wow.
Yeah. So Missouri, a state which is 35th in education in America, not actually a bastion of higher education as far as Missouri is concerned. So the idea that we say, well, there was...
Now, what you have gotten under the Republican administration in Missouri at the state level, they have opened it up for a school choice with some sort of vouchers. I don't know why come they keep dragging their foot on giving full vouchers. If a school building receives $16,000, $17,000, or $20,000 a year under normal circumstances, and that's all listed as the ADA, Donnie, which is the average daily attendance. Well, mm-hmm. when that parent take their kids and put it where they want, that $20,000 should follow the child. no matter wherever they go, as long as it's approved.
Right.
Simple as that.
So we tried this in New York and Michigan, and the results have not been good. The DeVos family, Donnie knows he's in Michigan.
I think it would be that the results are not going to be good. If it's the parents deciding what to do with their children. You know, they had it in Washington, D.C., Chocolate City. They had what they called the D.C. voucher program. Listen, I done told you several times, don't try to talk to other people.
30 times, man. God.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
They had the D.C. voucher program in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And the Democrats and Barack Obama killed them. And they gave an example in a New York Times article about one school called Sigwig Friends, which is very expensive. It costs over like $37,000 a year for a student to go there. That's the school that Barack Obama's daughter's going to. Hillary Clinton's daughter went to the school. And some other notoriety politicians sent their kids to the school. I think even Jimmy Carter. So the Democrats and Obama killed the program. So where you had disadvantaged parents that was being able to get the money on the D.C. voucher program, I think you might have had a couple or so at that particular school, maybe more than that. They could no longer go because they killed the program.
So I knew the ending of that story because Bianchi told it so many times, but ultimately your answer is to put the kids where the resources are instead of just putting the resources where the kids are. Why does that make sense to you? I have no idea. We've already tried this. New York and Michigan are prime examples.
And a lot of these schools, rather than concentrating on reading, writing, and arithmetic, they want to have all these crazy subjects like CRT, which is doing nothing more than trying to shame white folks, and also a lot of black history. Hey, matter of fact, Donnie, I sent you an article having to do with colleges.
Yeah, I got it up right now.
I want you to bring that up, and I should get online with you so I can tell you where to go to.
Yeah, because there's a whole bunch of, you got a whole bunch here, and I don't know which one to click on. I don't know. Making sure African-American students are prepared for college, the Democrat
Party.
Which
they not. They're not being prepared for college in these elementary schools. That's why come they fail when they have such a difficult time when they get to the colleges.
And Eric,
you make mention of.
Go ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
You make mention of the historical black colleges and universities, which a lot of them going to be closed. You got some of them that has an academic performance as far as graduation rate in single digits. That's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Only five have a graduation rate over 50% in 6 years. That means that the parents is going to have to pay 50% more in tuition.
Yeah,
It's not the child. It's that they're not being prepared. A black professor with research dollars that's following them will not go to one of those colleges, and for the simple reason that they have to spend so much extra time in trying to bring that student up to where they should be, so that they can receive the knowledge, or receive the teaching that they are capable of giving,
right,
based on the companies that provide them with those research dollars.
Yeah.
Well, they're just not getting the money's worth out of it, so they don't go to them. They go to what's called a predominantly white institution.
When I was a kid, kids had all kinds of options, basketball, swimming, the gym was open at your school. You could go roller skate. You could do all kinds. We had teen clubs and all that stuff. They don't do a damn thing in Flint. I'm just talking about Flint. They don't do a damn thing. And you wonder why kids are standing on a street corner getting in trouble is because there's not a damn thing to do anymore in this town, in Flint. Not a damn, I imagine that's like Detroit and St. Louis and everywhere. That's a big city. They claim there's no money. We've got all this damn lotto money, but they don't invest in the kids with it. They've closed schools down.
The lotto money.
They closed schools down a month before they were supposed to be shut down for summer break.
In Texas, in one city, I forget, maybe El Paso or Fort Worth, they're short close to 1,000 teachers in the public schools.
Yeah, I've been reading about that. A lot of they need teachers everywhere. Cinnamon, I stepped on you. Go ahead and finish your thought, hon.
No, I got it out. The lotto money for schools is just a shell game.
Yeah, I agree.
Our state's done it since the beginning. Okay, we're going to get this much. The school budget is going to get this much extra money from the lotto so we can take away the money that we were putting in here and put it over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So nothing,
yeah,
there's no gain.
That's what they
absolutely
did.
No gain.
Now, if they would...
These schools are being influenced by the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers, two brainchilds of the Democratic Party. And in the inner city, it's a shame. It is just a shame. And you don't have to pick any particular one. It's practically all of them. Heck, in St. Louis, they gave teachers a raise, whereas in some of the high schools, the reading proficiency is about 5%. I'm sorry, reading proficiency is about 14%, and math proficiency is about 5%.
Yeah.
Out of a high school that has close to over 1,000 students in it. Now, how in the heck, what are those kids going to do?
I don't know. Something's got to be done.
And these are black, we talk about, and it happens in white community too, but I'm talking about cities. These are black kids. Then you have these other movements talking about disparity in equity. Well, hell, one of the key functions that helps you to set your economic and equity goals is your educational attainment in the right subjects that's in high demand, that's paying high wages and high salary, that now President of the United States is having to tap into foreign students for. It's becoming a national security issue from the results that's coming out of these inner city schools like Atlanta.
Yeah, it is. Finally, somebody in the Senate was talking about that on their, they have a podcast. I think it was Ted Cruz was talking about China sending all these young people to college over here and paying their tuition. Yeah. And making sure, you know, they eat and everything, but they're doing other things in this country besides learning. But we don't take education serious anymore like we used to. It doesn't seem like it.
I think you got parents that you got to let those parents, you know, you got kids that come from poor background, but you got solid family and thorough understanding of what's needed for their child's education. And I think that those parents should be let loose so that they can go pursue the avenues that they think is best for their child. You know, when a child comes to school and they're able to say their ABCs, know how to count, know their mother and father's real name, not nicknames, their real names. And that, I mean, that may sound funny, but it is a reality. Those parents that does that and makes that a top priority and not sports, football and basketball, they should be given the opportunity to take their child out of those environments and put them where they think is best for the overall academic performance, long-term academic goals for their children.
School of choice.
School choice with full vouchers. That's what it should be.
Yeah. I think so. I do think so. But I don't know where you would go in Flint. I think once
some states are coming around. They're just not coming around as far and fast as they should.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're playing with children's lives. You can't, you know, a child doesn't have a button on the back of their head that you can push off and stop their progress, their growth.
Not yet. Not yet, anyway. But, yeah, you're right.
And like I said before, this is a national security issue. Every child in the country should have the opportunity to pursue their advocated goals, ideas, dreams, and vision. Parents should take their children and expose them to as much as they possibly can, much of which is free, begging for attendees. But you got one party, an organization like the NAACP, Urban League, National American Federation of Teachers, National Education Association that don't want that. And I can show you forums, panel discussions where you got people down there ending up in fisticuffs on that issue.
Damn.
I don't understand why, okay, we're way down in numbers on education. So we're not even in, I don't even think we're in the top 10 right now. Anyway, I don't understand why we don't have some of our politicians, somebody take up the education project and start going to other countries and see how they do getting everybody educated. And then working the ideas that they get from over there and working it into something that would work here in the United States. Because this is, it's bad. Because you got you do the school of choice thing. But then what happens to, you know, those inner city schools that some parents are going to let their kids go on a charter bus for an hour to get to another school? And then they're going to have to have them because their work schedule is only for while they're in school, but then you add another extra times on there. It, you know, I got, you know, I'm working third shift so my kids can, I'm there for my kids during the day, but she can't get out in time to get that kid on that bus to be chartered an hour away. So then you've got the ones that are still stuck in the failing school. So how can we not, why can't we get all boats up?
Well, you know, them politicians are never going to do it because, especially in those areas, because they are bought out by special interests and all sorts of things. It takes parents groups, and there are educational groups. They had one called Bell out of, I think they was out of Wisconsin. And you got some other educational groups that work very good at this. Heck, I worked with a lady in St. Louis area, Bertha Gilsey, and she advocated and got parents to take over 2,000 students out of St. Louis Public Schools district and went into their own schools of choice. And that's what they want. You have parents that want, but they don't have the type of support like they should.
Yeah, well, one of my coworkers ended up moving down to Texas. Actually, two of them moved down to Texas. And the second one moved down there was mainly for her kids, so they could get, because there's nothing around the Flint area for them to do. The schools are dropping the ball through the pandemic. They were already kind of struggling to begin with, and then through the pandemic, you know, they had to do the Zoom calls, which left a lot of students not learning anything that they were, you know, trying to be taught, because you got 32 little tiny screens and everybody's talking at once. Yeah, she went down there for education completely. She's got an older son in the military. He lives down there. He's been established down there for a while. He's out of the military now. But she moved down there just for the schools.
Well, I've heard of that. It was a school out in Los Angeles. that I was contemplating on moving my grandson and daughter out there so he could attend it. But we ended up doing something different. But there are schools, and people going to those extremes and moving to another state, that does go on because they have a deep concern about the education of their child. And that's where it begins. I can't love your child more than you can. And if the parents and the family don't put those type of sacrifices toward the education of their child. Donnie, I sent you a picture of the shoes that I wore from the time my grandson entered LSU until he graduated. I think I sent you those pictures. My toes are hanging out of them. And I wore those shoes for a particular reason. My grandson used to say, Papa, why don't you buy you some new shoes? I say, you get out of college, I'll buy you some new shoes. Buy me some new shoes. So it's those type of sacrifices that people have to make. You got to save. You always want your child to start off better than where you left off and not behind. I know people who work two and third jobs to send their child to a school of their choice. They weren't going to public schools. And then you do have some public schools that offer things that other schools don't, and they are pretty damn good in areas of, you got some culinary schools. I know of a culinary school in St. Louis that attract a lot of students because that's what they want to do, and seemingly that's what they have a particular skill that will allow for them to do well in that particular subject. But to put children all in one bunch of bull crap, especially nowadays in time, it don't work. It's not producing what we need as a nation, and surely it's not producing what's needed as a family in order to help them get out of the dire economic statuses that they are in. It's just not no one particular ethnic group. You got poor whites, poor blacks, just as well. But the children need to be afforded all the opportunity that's available so that they can work themselves out of their present situation.
Right. Right. Well, I tell you, I think it's in Nashville. They will put you through, if you want to be a plumber or electrician.
Skill trade.
Yeah, skill trade. They'll take care of you and let you go for it. And I think that's what needs to be done.
Well, there's a lot of areas out there that's because of technology and artificial intelligence that has opened up many different areas of study, like data engineers. Mm-hmm. Your companies like Uber, Google, they use data engineers. These data engineers start off making six-figure salaries coming right out of college. But they have to have a strong math background. And in other areas that we would not have even imagined when we was coming up, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
It's just miraculous, the opportunities that exist today.
Yeah, they've got, there's a lot of opportunity, but, they got to know about it. First of all, a lot of people don't even know about it. And you got to.
They don't know about it, but it's not no hidden secret.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And it should be broadcast in schools. This should be in every flyer from schools that what's going on.
Hell, and if the news media gave 10% of the information that they're putting out on Donald Trump for this particular topic, just think how better all things would be.
I can't argue. I'm sure Naz can, but can't argue with you on that.
Is he still here?
I don't know. I think so. No, no.
I think he thought he was muted.
Oh, he's not muted. Oh, no, he wasn't muted. No. Damn, I didn't know. Oh, here comes John Doe. or Naz. I don't know which.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is.
John Doe.
John Doe.
Howdy do, all.
Very good.
Good evening.
But... Sounding good.
Hey,
sounding
there, John Doe.
Hey, Miss Lorianne. Everybody, just wanted to get hooked up before it got too late and I wouldn't be able to get in.
Somebody ought to talk. I think.
The one,
yeah,
my one
Lori.
Thing about
Wait,
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should talk to Trump and tell him that he has taught the Republicans, or and you know, he has taught, well, not all the politicians paid attention, but he showed them what the American people want. And he showed how to be able to do that. And then let him be like the grandfather of the movement, and then let the next person carry the torch, and then see what the heck the stupid Democrats are going to do about that. Because if it's somebody else, I think things would get through a little bit easier. Because he was fought tooth and nail on anything he tried to do. But he still got a lot of things done.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
What's nice, in addition to what Cinnamon was just speaking about, if somebody else does step up to the bat and you see the same tactics continue, then we know it's just been a big scam the whole time.
Yeah.
You get where I'm coming from? Because they're
yep,
all...
exactly.
I mean, the Democrats are cheating, and then the Rhino Republicans are cheating, and I don't know if there's that many independents. The only one I can think of right now is Mr. Angus King. But it's like all of the bureaucracies throughout the system have, you know, their little factious group in there. And we have these octopus arms of these factious groups throughout all the bureaucracies fighting for their positioning and manipulating everything to screw everybody over. And they see the biggest threat is Donald Trump right now. But is like Cinnamon is saying, or in addition
if
to
they
what
they have another
saying,
target, how they yeah, how would they deal with a different target?
Right. If they deal with it the same way, then we know this was just the point at which they started pushing these scams to a different level, and now continuing because they feel they're going to continue to lose. Just food for thought, but thank you. Back to you.
You know, I would like to get a seasoned politician on the show, Donnie, and let him or her tell what is the monetary value for politicians to go against an idea like Make America Great Again. It's got to be some monetary value, whether it's Republican or Democrat,
right,
that these politicians are not listening to their constituents, even though the constituents don't even know what the hell they ask them for. You do have some, but mostly not. Why are they doing the things that they do? Why are they permitting these foreign interests having locked shop at farmland the way we see coming out of with Chinese investors and so on? What is it? Do you know what it is, John?
No, what I was going to say is if you talk to the average American, if you talk to them very long, they don't really give a flying flip about anybody else either, as long as they're getting what they want. It don't matter what party you're affiliated with. I mean, talk to your regular Joe throughout your community when you're out and about in the streets. They'll tell you in a heartbeat how things ought to be done, and they don't care whether anybody else agrees with it or not. And that's the problem. Whether I agree with you or not, you are a mutually self-governing free person, you know, independent, per the Declaration of Independence. So therefore, if I use the government to force any rules, laws, processes, and procedures against your will, then I've made you a legislative slave, violating the, you are now in involuntary servitude mode. Because as long as I can get my will, you know, enacted, codified, and ratified into the law, and you can't get your will mutually, reciprocally included, you are my legislative slave, and you are being put in involuntary servitude. You're not having the same privileges and immunities, you know, Article 4, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, that's being violated. Article 1, Sections 9 and 10, no title of nobility, being violated because you've been relegated to a lower class, second class, third class citizen without, they say taxation without representation. Well, hey, it don't matter whether you're paying taxes or not. You own the governing of you. That's your private property. And if they do anything, like there's crimes of commission and there's crimes of omission, and that's what they're doing. It's called extrinsic fraud. They're doing crimes of omission, denying you your rightful due process in order to make sure that your will is reflected into law so that you have equitable access to your pursuit of happiness. But they're not doing that. They're giving themselves high-speed fast lanes to their pursuit of happiness while they're making you and all the rest of us that get neglected in this system to have to jump through high hurdles and hoops and, you know, get speed bumps and walls and stuff just to fight for to having the same equity in your pursuit of happiness. But nobody talks about that from that standpoint. So they're destroying the legal effect of your private property. And that, so your average American don't understand that. They don't care to understand that. And so therefore they'll urinate and defecate all over the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They don't even know it. They'll stand there in your face and tell you that they are upholding the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's like you said, there's something wrong with these people, Pionkey.
You know, Donnie, you were talking about Nancy Pelosi. I'm looking here at her net worth. It's $120 million.
Yeah.
Source of her wealth is investments, real estate, and guess what else? Politics. If you wait a minute, if you divide those up, if you divide that $120 million up into three, because they list in three sources of wealth, that's $40 million each. How in the hell are you going to gain $40 million from being an elected political figure?
You're
Something
not.
Has to be going on.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Nas was talking about AOC and trying to get the bill through about them not being able to trade stocks and stuff. They already did that. And everybody acted like they were all outraged, and then they secretly took all the damn teeth out of the bill. So right now, what happens is they can trade something, so it might look like it's insider trading. And all they got to do is report it. Oh, I made these trades. And then if you forget and don't report it, and somebody, you know, one of your constituents or somebody else, you know, one of your opponents brings it up, you just go in front of a committee and they either give you a fine or you go, oh, I forgot to do about those. This and this and this was going on at the time. I'm sorry, I forgot to turn in my paperwork. Here's my paperwork. And they don't even get a slap on the wrist. So they legally can do what they're doing. And it's pretty much do as I say, not as I do, is how our government is treating us. And we're letting them.
Yeah, I don't think they really have a legal standpoint, and you look under the antitrust acts and, like you said, the insider trading stuff. Unfortunately, they manipulate
the bill.
Definition.
They passed a bill where that this is how they can do it. As long as it's given to the committee stating that you're doing this, You know, so, like, they got the big vote coming up on Visa, because that was one of the big ones for Pelosi. They got the big vote coming up on Visa. And so Nancy Pelosi buys a whole bunch of stock in, or her husband buys a whole bunch of stock in Visa. As long as she tells the committee, I'm doing this, then it's all fine. Doesn't matter how you got the information. You just have to say that you're doing it.
Yeah, disclose.
Yep, but it's only disclosed to the committee. It's not disclosed to the American public at large. And if
right.
you get caught not telling the committee, is all you have to do is, most of the time, there's been a few people that have been fined, and they're only fined, like, I think, like $500. It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. And most people, they go, oh, I had this going that summer. Well, I had this going. My wife did this. Her father-in-law died. They had the big move. You know, we got the new puppy. I'm sorry, I forgot to turn in my paperwork. Here's all my paperwork from my broker. And they just go, okay, don't do it again. It's just total bullshit. They're never gonna vote a stoppage on themselves. They're never going to vote to take away a power that they have.
I agree.
It's not going to happen.
Well, not voluntarily.
Right.
Yeah, they will never vote for it. The only way we would ever get anything like that over would be a national, like you do in the States. Mm-hmm. Here in the States, In Michigan now, they changed it. If we want something on the ballot, we go out and we petition. We say, hey, we want the legislature, we want you guys to pass this law in Michigan. You go out and petition, and it gets to go on to the ballot. If it passes on the ballot, the legislature has to take it up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that that's unconstitutional. But at the same time, we do need to figure out some avenues to correct this stuff. I mean, class action lawsuits to a certain degree work, like what you're just discussing, I guess would be, you know, another Article 5 type of thing, convention of the state as opposed to the states from a more local level in order to get it done in your local state area. But,
Would we be able to take a class action lawsuit against, say, a group that we knew, we'll use the Visa bill again, that we knew profited from that particular bill by the insider information, or would the court say they've got immunity? Because the legislature has immunity.
Yeah, well, in my humble opinion, that would be the wrong way to go about it. But in that instance, for that example, I think you're right. The court would probably say, you know, they have immunity. But that's because of the perverted, unconstitutional rulings that have been made in under case law and statutory law. They've thrown out natural law and common law. And that's what our Constitution and Declaration of Independence was predicated on, is common law and natural law, not case law and statutory law. But now take this with a grain of salt, you have to really look like for a needle in a haystack trying to find a legitimate legal attorney team that is willing to take on a class action lawsuit to take it to the Supreme Court if need be. And this is just my humble opinion, to take it on to the Supreme Court from the standpoint of challenging the ruling of the policy that allows that kind of nonsense. But too many lawyers, like I've said before, and many other people, are in it for the money, so they stretch these doggone court cases and trials out as much as possible so they can build the system as much as they possibly can, because they don't care. They're going to make their billions or millions, whatever, however they want to. Or, you know what I mean?
Lawyers are a lot of lawyers are political also.
Right.
Once they get a little higher up.
Oh, all of them are. They're just,
yeah.
But they still want to make money pushing their political ends. So even if you get one that's more conservative than the one that's more liberal, on, for example, maybe your plaintiff law team is more conservative, then your defense team are more liberal. Well, they still want to make money. They're still going to stretch that sucker out as much as possible because half of them don't give a flying flip about the Constitution because they never were taught the Constitution in their legal training. Their legal training through the universities, in my humble opinion, are just basically elitist manipulation because they all want to look to pass the bar exam. Well, the bar exam and all the criteria for passing it is manipulated by the uber wealthy. They're the ones that fund the darn stuff. And it was a private organization set up from the beginning. Some of our founding fathers were warning us about that stuff, and they said that the lawyers were never eligible to ever become politicians either. So, I mean, there's a lot of scammy stuff, and people like me and you and the rest of us, we may not have a law degree or to have any credibility because of academia or expertise in legal theories and whatnot. So therefore, they're going to use their fancy words to buffalo us and to make us try to think that we don't know what we're talking about and what they have to say is legitimate. That's why they can use the CDC, not they, but many people that are in that mindset that the experts know better because they, you know, study this stuff every day of the week, 365 days a year. So therefore, they do know better, and that's why most Americans trust that the law enforcement and the politicians, whatever they say, must be true. I mean, the news media tells you that Donald Trump did all this bad stuff in the White House, and that's backed up by these legal people, so therefore it must be true. They're all brainwashed. It's like they're suffering from Stockholm Syndrome, and they don't understand it. And when you try to explain it, especially people like me, there's not the greatest explainer in the world, you don't know how to reach them. They just look at you dumbfounded, you know, and you don't know any other way to communicate with them other than just continue to talk and try to find another phrase or way of explaining it that hopefully it'll click, and then they'll go, oh yeah, okay, now we need to fight this. But most people don't. Even the ones that say they're fighting don't. We can't all get on the same page for some reason, and I struggle with figuring out how to communicate it to people. So take that all with a grain of salt. But you're right. But if we can figure out how to rally enough people to maybe go from a different standpoint with a class action lawsuit and attack the policy position, find some decent judges. I mean, they're judge shopping all the time anyway. You know, that's how they got the affidavit. That's how they got the affidavit through to get a warrant to go in and pillage Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's all corrupt. It's just the same thing with the Russian deal when the Steele dossier got pushed through the FISA courts. I was questioning it. I bet you, and I told people this too. I said, you go look. I bet you the person that signed that affidavit for that to go through the FISA court was Rod Rosenstein. He was the deputy attorney general at the time because Jeff Sessions had recused himself, rightfully so, in my opinion, from direct activity and being a part of, you know, that investigation, but he should have still stayed involved to the point to make sure that it was dealt with in a just manner and meeting all the legal predication requirements to make sure it was being legitimately processed, and he did. So, see, there
nobody really got in trouble for that either.
No, and then look what happened. Rod Rosenstein, he retired when the heat started getting pushed up, so he kind of got pushed out of the deal, and nobody pushed in on that issue. It seemed like I was the only one that kept pushing it. Go get the doggone affidavit, you know, open that doggone thing up. It's the same thing they're doing with Trump's order now with the warrant that they went in on Mar-a-Lago. They closed the records on that. They won't. Trump finally released the warrant documentation so we could all see that. But the affidavit, they ain't going to open it up. Well, who knows? They might hear in a little bit. But who signed that affidavit to allow that corrupt warrant to be served? It's corrupt people in our judicial system. But how do you find the decent judicial people that's willing to do it correctly in order for us to right the ship? Otherwise, our country's going to continue to fall apart, because the more and more people that want to live free are being pushed into lives of existence that is misery. Misery loves company. Misery's going to get your address and the other people's address and come visit your home too then. And that's why you see crime, violence to continue to escalate throughout, across America and around the world, because this corruption stuff is continuing to go too far, and people are finally getting fed up with being railroaded over it, and then they act in what seems foolish, ain't foolish to them. In my humble opinion, what they're looking at is, well, if all the dumb Americans or dumb people of the world are going to stand by and watch it happen and let me be railroaded, then they're just as guilty as the people that's directly doing it, so I'll just bomb their children, shoot up their children at their schools. It's old as life itself. If you read through the Bible, I don't know how many of you really care about that kind of stuff. It's happened again and again and again, over and over, and God's warned us about it, and he tells us he's going to turn us over to our darn enemies to allow that to happen if we turn our back on him. And most people that don't believe in God just could care less about what I just said. Hey, that's their privilege to do that, and I'm not going to force them to believe like me. But, hey, we will reap what we sow, or what goes around comes around. Karma, however you want to put it, the way you treat others, the way you're going to be treated. That's just the way it is.
I got to break in for a minute, guys. Breaking news, fellas. Breaking news. Okay. Yeah, somebody's birthday.
No.
Happy birthday, Simon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You didn't have to do that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cinnamon. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that wasn't bad.
Thank you.
Damn. I have to give you some spankings when we're done, but,
Yeah.
Just like any other day. Come on now, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm going to torture Don tomorrow. I'm making him go to the drive-in and watch. There's a spoof horror movie that's based on alien abductions.
Oh, God.
That we're going to go see. Yep.
That's what
and me and the and the poor little brain tumor boy is gonna be in the Suburban tomorrow.
But what's good for you is good for me in February, dear. you'll be surprised.
God. I watch the Westerns all the time.
No, it's not going to be a Western this time, chickie. Not at all.
Okay, you're talking about that whole karma. What goes around comes around thing that
you're right.
That John Doe was just talking about.
Yep, and sitting through two terrible movies. You're going to pay for that dearly. 3 hours of
hell. I can take you to the cartoons.
No. I can do without that too. Me, you, and
just so
Otis.
Y'all know, the last time Don and I went to a movie was before we got married. And we've been married 21 years this year. So.
Come on now.
Well, it's true.
I freaked out on how much everything cost. I'm telling you, popcorn and pop. The movie was cheap. They get you in there, and, you know, cinema's got to have 15 things of candy and popcorn, and we weren't married.
I did not go for any of the candy.
I had to buy
you.
All that crap. I had to buy all that stuff. They put it in a damn hamity sack, and we carried it down there and watched this stupid movie. And I said, I ain't going to another one. And I haven't. There you go.
Nope.
I bet
the
I spent $80 on goobers. $80 on popcorn and goobers and pop.
I didn't want the candy. I didn't really eat any of the candy. I wanted the popcorn.
You had chocolate all over your face.
Yeah, says you.
The lights are off. You can't hit your mouth. Okay, back to you.
I would have feed popcorn to Otis so he can start having flatulence in the car just to torture you some more.
That's nice.
I'll be in the driver's seat so I can lock your window.
I think everybody's left, I think.
I think so. I think we killed them.
I think you ran them off.
We're just going with the flow, listening.
Who's all here? Okay.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm checking in.
I'm here. I was just going through looking and seeing how much these politicians are worth, but surprisingly, they really ain't worth that much money. If this information is true, Donnie.
How about
Chuck Schumer? They got him listed at $900,000.
Yeah. You believe that? I don't believe that at all. Yeah.
I think you're so used to everybody talking over each other, when they start respecting each other, you think there's something wrong.
That's
did anybody hear that Nancy Pelosi had she had a younger relative that flew with her over to the Orient?
She had
and
her
it's,
son.
Is it her son?
Yeah, that was her son.
And he's got business interests in China.
Yes, he does. And she was asked about that, and she said, no, he wasn't there for business. They were asked. She was asked. Sure. See, they
that's what they said about Hunter.
he wasn't even on the list. They didn't even put him on the list, so nobody's supposed to know. But he ended up he's standing way back behind everybody, but he's in a picture they took. And that's how folks found out he was there.
So do you think, and this is just my kind of conspiracy theory, do you think her going over there was to poke the bear, so to speak, of China to get China to start being more of a bad actor so we could build up over in the region?
I think she just wanted to be a big shot. Everybody talking how, she's brave. They said they were going to shoot her plane down. She's a hero. You ought to heard them on these CNN.
They
weren't going to shoot her plane down. Come on. Don't buy that.
Not if she had the son with her, you know, the business interest with her. They wouldn't shoot her down. But
they're not gonna shoot her down.
I just heard an article about how CIA and other agencies have now that Afghanistan withdrawal is complete. They have turned their sights to China because China is the next big threat. And I thought, and then all of a sudden you got somebody going over there to poke the bear.
No. She's just being look what I can do. Look what I can do. And I got to take my son because he's got some business going on.
Now, do they still own courts? Or do they still own a couple of the courts, or did they have to sell it back?
China?
Yeah.
I don't know. They were trying to buy the one.
I remember that. Yeah, they stopped the sale on that one, and I think there was the other court that they did own. I thought that they had to sell it back, but I don't know. This is back in Obama. And I got to tell you, people, I'm sick of living in interesting times.
You're tired of it?
All just, yeah, I'm tired of the stupid politics. The whole, this, it's a new world order is what it
Hold
is.
Down.
And our politicians are playing to the fiddle
mm-hmm.
for the new world order. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah, well, that's what they want. They want the liberal world order, and that's what they're doing.
No,
they're,
they don't even necessarily want the liberal world order. Once the new world order gets in, I know, but that's what they call it. But once the new world order comes in, they're gonna rule you any way they want to. You're not gonna be able to go flouncing around in a children's classroom. You know, singing Daisy May, and you know they're gonna crack down on the stuff. It's just like the Taliban telling the women of Afghanistan, we're not gonna go back. We're not gonna go back on 20 years of progress. We know that this is good for our country, and then boom.
Well,
you
that's
know,
what's gonna happen to the whole world.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
Cori Bush is worth $2 million.
What? $2 million?
Yes, what it says. Her monthly salary is $10,000. Her annual income is $120,000. This is her first year. I don't know. I think she got elected in this is 2022. I think she got elected in 2020.
Damn.
I think she's on her first term. I'm not sure. But how in the hell does she go from homelessness to $2 million, one term as a congressperson, with a $10,000 monthly salary, $120,000 annual income? Can you explain that to me? And I know her father. They saying here that she was homeless, and she's got two kids, not married. I know her father, Earl. I've been knowing him for a long time. He's a... Well, he used to work for McDonnell Douglas, I think. But I don't never remember his daughters being homeless.